People, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet, once again we welcome you to hopefully exciting, explosive, expository, enlightening broadcast this very day. I am not showing my face today. It is not something that I do very often, but I will endeavor to do so as we proceed this very evening of the 17th day of June in the year of our Most High Elohim, Chukotika Biyama Puriminyani, 2020, with the time standing at exactly 2 minutes past 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, and by the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are domiciled across the 24 time zones on this very planet, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because we are not like any other. Right across the surface of this very planet, men, women, and children are gathered around their listening devices, and they are listening to us. because they have come to partake and to participate in this very gospel of redemption, a gospel of hope, a gospel of restoration, a gospel of emancipation, a gospel of enlightenment, a gospel of reasoning, this very gospel that will unshackle us from the bondage of iniquitous existence in the damnable Zoological Republic. But Elohim may bear us witness that they came and they did as they were mandated to, and Biafra came as a result of it. Regardless of where you're listening to us from, I will very seriously encourage you to ask your friends, your neighbors, lovers of freedom, even those that despise freedom, because in these very segments today, we do have everything for everybody. Our aim is to educate, our aim is to enlighten. Therefore, endeavor to make sure that you're not listening alone. As always, we are live on my Facebook page, which incidentally is where some of the visual presentation will be done today. I am also conscious of the fact that our mothers and our grandfathers are listening in their homes, in our communities, in our villages. I'm also aware that some people are listening via FM, some are listening via YouTube, some are listening also via Radio Biafra app and every other app that streams our content. Therefore, if you wish to participate, there is nothing stopping nor hindering you from doing so. The whole world is at a standstill. Abuja is in a temporary lockdown as I speak because everybody wants to be enlightened, they want to be educated, they want to be tutored, and they want to be schooled. And we are going to school them. Our people do not understand. They do not understand. They will keep calling. I don't know what sort of God made these people. They are unreasonable. That is why the Janjaweed are in charge of us. That is why we must do all that we can to ensure that Biafra comes. That we may begin once again to listen to instructions, but above all, to behave like human beings. The lines are not open and somebody's calling. That means they're not listening. That means they are not listening and they do not intend to listen. Biafra cannot be like the zoo. Without further hesitation, I will proceed to invite the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth. The beginning and the end of all that we are, to take charge of these proceedings this evening. And in keeping with the context of our exposition, as we said this evening, I am going to pray a very simple prayer. And I will pray that prayer in English. The reason why I have chosen to do so is to enlighten some of my fellow Christians. I will tell you why I use that word, my fellow Christians, this evening. Because we are still on that very theme. The duplicitousness, the cowardice, the treachery, the betrayal of those who are superintending the affairs of those that subscribe to Christianity. For their sake, I'm going to pray this very prayer. They don't understand what Christianity is all about. They have no idea what we are doing, and this evening we shall educate them. All those that find refuge in private jets and in tithes and in offerings, this will not make a very palatable listening for you. It won't. And I ask you to go and get your Bible, please. Your pen and paper, if you're just joining us. If you're Janjaweed Alemajri, you can bring your chalk and your slate. Because this evening we are going to delve, we are going to be very deep, very philosophical. We are going to be very, very intellectual, because the world is listening. They want to hear what we have to say, and we are not going to disappoint them. Before I came on air, I threw down the gauntlet, I threw a challenge, I asked anybody, if you feel you're intelligent enough, if you feel you're polished enough, if you feel you're enlightened enough, if you feel you are educated enough to debate with me, you're more than welcome to do so. And up until the time I came on air, I have not seen anybody serious enough nor worthy enough to take up this very challenge. And maybe within the next week or two, I will also arrange to give them more time to prepare, that I may face them and demolish them one after the other. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. I am the director of Radio Biafra. I am the director of Biafra Television. And by the very special grace of this one indivisible God that I worship, Chukwukika Biafra Prominjanime, I will now and all forever remain a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I welcome you. And now let us pray. It came at a time when Yahweh Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to Christians, and they said to him, Rabbi, teach us how to pray. And that same prayer is a very common prayer, and that is what I shall pray this evening, because contained in this very prayer are hidden and very deep meaning, which those of them that have decided to commercialize Pentecostalism have, should I say, confidently forgotten. Therefore, this very night, I ask for the blessing of heaven to be upon every seeker of truth, everybody who speaks the truth, regardless of the consequences as we do over here. They ask Yeshua, how do we pray? And he said, Our Father who art in heaven, acknowledging the supremacy of one living God, not two, not three, not four, not five, indivisible, eternal, glorious, indestructible, timeless, forever and ever. From time to time, from generation to generation, he changes not. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. That name that is exalted above every other name is that of Hashem in heaven. That was why Jesus Christ said, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven, as it was in the kingdom of Biafra before darkness descended, as it was in the blessed land of Israel before they asked for a king in Saul. Thy kingdom come on this very earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, not private jets, not mansions, but give us enough to sustain us. Give us this day our daily bread. I don't know why men abandon the truth and begin to worship the God of mammon, the God of money, the God of gold, the God of silver, and the God of diamonds. Give us this our daily bread. Not mansions, not wealth, not ostentatious living. We have no other God apart from thee. Yeshua prayed this prayer that all have forgotten. Let thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. always and forever. Your will be done, not the will of man, but your will, as Yeshua prayed. For these are the very humble prayers of a very humble people, of a very humble servant that walks the face of the earth, that truth may prevail and darkness will shine upon the darkest recesses of the evil thoughts of men, that you may have mercy upon us, that you may have mercy upon your children, and that the world may testify to your goodness as we continue to proclaim unashamedly and unreservedly that there is no other God apart from thee. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. For you are Elohim. You are Elohim. And your kingdom is coming back again in the land of Biafra as it was before. You asked us to forgive those who sin against us. Because you have forgiven us. Only thee can forgive the sins, O Heavenly Father. Jesus was praying this prayer to you. Said, forgive us our trespasses. Yeshua said, forgive us our trespasses. He was praying to God in heaven. Not to anyone, but to God in heaven. Because only God can forgive sins. This is the prayer of Jesus Christ, not my prayer. That God may receive every glory and adoration, every praise and every honor. For Elohim decreed, thou shalt not have any other God beside me. And Jesus Christ was obeying. Jesus said, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but above all, deliver us from evil. And he said, for thine is the kingdom. Kingdom of where? Kingdom of heaven. That is why we praise your holy name tonight, every day, always, until the end of time. From generation to generation, you will never ever cease. Because we are your children, we ask for your blessing. That is why we ask for Biafra, that we may worship you in truth and in every honesty. Without lies and the deception of man. Only then shall we be worthy to be called the children of the Most High, inhabiting the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth as it was in the olden times. Everything I say, O Heavenly Father, today, this evening, that mankind is listening to, can be referenced. We are not saying things out of our own knowledge, our own carnal knowledge, I would say, out of the minds of mere mortals. We call upon your grace upon our lives, that your light may shine, as it did shine during the time of Yeshua. Deliver us from evil. Only you can forgive sins. Only you, Almighty God in heaven, can deliver. Not man, nothing else. Not any graven image. Only thee. All power, honor, and glory is yours. Jesus said to God in heaven, all honor, glory, and adoration is yours. Forever and ever. He said, whenever I try to teach, I teach subjects that are incontrovertible. Things you can prove yourself. I am starting this program this very evening by laying the fundamental foundations of our core beliefs and essence that man may understand. Because Africans are foolish, they don't understand. This evening we shall teach them, that they may know the lies they have been told over the years. I am starting this way this evening because I made a statement which some people rather foolishly considered to be controversial when I was merely stating a fact, incontrovertible fact. I stated regarding the behavior, should I say, the very disgraceful and deplorable behavior of those that call themselves the men of God in the damnable Zoological Republic. My attention was subsequently drawn to the fact that my depiction of every preacher, every pastor, my, in their own words, demonization, generalization was uncalled for. And I said to them, I have to generalize because the very few, what should I say, the insignificant few that manages now and again to rise up to speak the truth cannot be regarded as being, should I say, relevant enough to dent a very valid view I hold of those who are bringing Christendom to disrepute. Because only one thing separates human beings from the animal kingdom, and that is the human mind. I repeat, the difference between you listening to me this evening with your family, and your family pet, your dog, your cat, your rabbit, your squirrel, your rat, just name it, is your mind. That's all. Otherwise, we are all animals. We have the ability to reason on a conscious level. Ever since we started, our main concern has been to raise the level of consciousness in an average African, to get people to begin to reason. Once you get human beings to reason properly, every other problem becomes solvable. But where you have human beings who cannot reason, you are in great difficulty and in great danger. And that's what we are seeking to avert. Because let me make this very, very clear. Biafra is not like any other nation on the face of the earth. And we make no, listen to me carefully, I make no apologies about that. Biafra is very, very special. Extraordinarily special. Therefore, the values that will govern our interactions and conduct within the land of Biafra is going to be at a higher level of that expected of a black race. Understand this very carefully. The greatest harm anybody, the greatest injustice anybody can do to you is to hide the truth from you, to make you ignorant. Most of your so-called pastors and clergy, they have made you ignorant. They have made you ignorant. And regardless of how deeply immersed in this ignorance you are, it is our duty, my responsibility, to make sure that you see the light. After this broadcast this evening, go and reflect, go and contemplate, go and ponder. You will come to the same conclusion, as always, that we have always been right. The same way we told you that the Janjaweeds were coming 5-6 years ago when no one saw it. We knew what is happening today. We foretold it. We knew it was going to happen because all the ingredients were there. We were ignored because people are ignorant. And you get most of your ignorance from only two places in life. Only two, not three, two. From your school and from your religious your religious gatherings, either from school or from church. And it's been made very, very clear that the church in Africa is designed to make people even more ignorant. We have now substituted the ignorance of the old You know the superstition of the old, you know, very superstitious. When we see lightning and thunder, we ascribe it to one deity or the other, one god or the other. Well, it's just merely electrical currents playing up in the air. That's what there is to it. Lightning and thunder is just basically clouds rubbing each other together, the molecules moving up and down, rubbing each other together, generating electricity. That's all there is to it. We ascribe it to deities. We'll come to that later on. I have been wondering, why is it that pastors and preachers in this dream never stand up to the truth? Why are they always afraid? They are afraid because they don't believe in what they are preaching. That's why they are afraid. They don't believe in what they are preaching. Because as I will play later, if you believe in the afterlife, if you believe there is heaven somewhere, why are you, as a man of God, afraid to stand up to say that what is happening in Nigeria is terrible? Why can't you stand up to say, all this pain, all this suffering is intolerable and can no longer be tolerated? Instead, all you're concerned about is tithe and offering. I'm not saying that some of you don't pray very hard. I'm not saying, neither am I suggesting in any way, shape or form, not all of you are horrible that you own private jets. At least this evening, allow me to qualify my statement. But what I'm saying to you is very simple. You people don't fear God. You people are immoral. And hell awaits you. I am saying this to you because I am a Christian. Very controversial. But I'll tell you why I said that in a few moments. I'll tell you why. Some of you don't know the meaning of Christianity. But this evening, you and I, it will be clear to you what Christianity is, because you don't know. Some of you are being guided by, should I say, the doctrine of Nicaea, that's what I call it, when the Europeans hijacked the word of God from Israel. It went through Greece. From Greece, it went into Turkey. Then Constantinople. In the East. And they messed up the word of God completely. Just like every other thing, when he got to Africa, it became one massive business. And you want me to keep quiet. You want God to be angry with me that I saw something terrible happening and I kept quiet. Then you must be dreaming. That means you don't know who we are. It doesn't matter where the lie is. It doesn't matter how unspeakable that evil is, we speak it. That people may learn. Before I go into the substance of me being a Christian that some of you don't know, or shocked to hear, because you don't know the meaning of Christianity, but I will teach you this very evening the meaning of it. And you'll be surprised. The same way we told our Ibibio, Biafra Ibibio, is Ibunda. They never knew. The same way they are telling Ibibio, I'm not Biafra, I'm Ibibio. We have nothing in common with evil. I ask them, say, do you know the meaning of your name, the word Ibibio? They don't know. Until now, they know. Ibibio means Ibunda. The same way I am, what I'm about to tell you this evening, 99, no pastor knows the meaning of Christianity in Nigeria. I said none, not one. Because those that know in Rome, they hide it from you. Those that know in the capital cities of the Western world, they keep it away from you. The same way in those days that the clerics in Judaism kept away the name of God, the true name of God, from those that came close. Only the rabbi will tell an apprentice rabbi how Elohim should be called. The same way some of you claiming you're Christians, you have no idea what Christianity is all about. You are dumb. You don't have no idea. You are ignorant of what Christianity is all about. This night I will tell you. And I wanted to go to your church and ask you that is CEO. That is CEO. Do you know that this is Christianity? And hear what the buffoon will tell you. Somebody was once in Islam. The greatest yahoo ever. The greatest fraud ever. They had as money in Christianity. You just do America wonder. Tell them you went to mortuary and you raised somebody from the dead. They are so gullible. Because the mind of a black man is not tuned to interrogate. Do you understand? We believe in superstition. When a vulture flies across, you say, hey, my neighbor is against me. Your neighbor is against you when the vulture flies across you in Africa. But as soon as you get to Europe, you can see as many vultures as you like and nothing will happen to you. Because your mind is lazy. Your mind is very lazy. You want a very easy explanation for everything. You don't have time to interrogate. I'm not sure that this very gospel this evening will sound very palatable to some people. Now, let me tell you where the reasoning of black people, or should I say misreasoning, or should I say the unreasonableness of black people, where I anchor it all the time. It is their inconsistency. We are a very, very inconsistent race. We don't believe in something and believe in it. Not just physically, but the principle behind it. The key thing in life is the principle underpinning that belief that you have. I'm just trying to teach people that I believe after tonight your life will no longer be the same. Listen carefully. A few days ago, it was the case of your Black Lives Matter. Is that correct? What was involved in Black Lives Matter? Or Black Lives Matters? People were protesting against a perceived injustice. Is that correct? All over the world. People were hailing them, you know, encouraging them. And you, in Africa, you claim you are reasonable. You claim you went to school. You claim you are educated. You claim you are polished. Is that not true? Do you know that some people came out yesterday in Katsina to protest that lives in Katsina also matter? So the same thing they were doing in America, in Europe, everywhere around the world, and they were being hailed. Oh, you continue. You're doing the right thing. You're protesting against injustice. People did the same thing in a place called Nigeria. Like in Niger territory. In Nigeria. That's the proper name. Nigeria. People went to Nigeria to protest the same protest you were having all over the world and people are being applauded. They did not go to steal. There was no riots. Nothing. Surprise, surprise. You know what happened? Do you know what happened? This evening we got a report that Nasrullah Sharif, a very brave man who organized the protest, has been arrested. What did he do? He organized the protest. And now let me tell you why I hate Nigeria with a passion. And everybody who foolishly calls himself a Nigerian, why I tell you that black people are lower than monkeys. Let me tell you before God and man, black people in Africa are lower than animals. I'm telling you, and I'll prove it to you now. Do you know why? People are protesting all over the world. And in the constitution of Nigeria, there is something called freedom of expression. But do you know that Nigerians are so daft and so foolish? They don't know that freedom of expression means expressing your anger or your frustration through protest. In other words, it is covered by the law. Are you following me? These are places to professors, doctors, engineers. You see a black baboon come out and be reading off their degrees and how intelligent they are, and you begin to wonder. What did this man, Nasrullah Sharif, what wrong did he do? Bandits are killing them, terrorists are killing them, and they came out to say, enough is enough. Now he's been arrested. This is a country without a president, a country without a vice president, a country where the army is in disarray because their leader is no longer there, Buratai, and people are pretending as if all is well. In other words, a country of hypocrites. And there is a significant, or slightly sizable number of the preachers of the world amongst them. And they've all kept quiet. Do you see how a black man encourages injustice? And do you see why we say that Biafra cannot be like any other useless, hopeless, backward African country? That is why now, before we go into Biafra, we must all be educated, enlightened, and reasonable. That's the criteria that God gave to us. You must reason very well. Now, tell me what this man has done. Amnesty International was reporting that they have arrested him for protesting that bandits are killing my people. Terrorists are killing us every blessed day. Let us send a message to the government. And he came out to protest. Now he's been arrested in a country that claims they have a constitution, an enforceable, workable piece of document called a constitution. Most people don't know that the constitution is more important than the Bible, is more important than the Quran. It is the most important document that governs how people exist in a society. Very, very critical. Do you know in the zoo called Nigeria, they have no regard for the constitution? And you know why? Because they're not civilized. They are not learned. They are not reasonable. And to make matters worse, every Sunday they go to church and give whatever little they have to a scammer, to a fraudster, telling them rubbish about the coming kingdom of heaven. That he himself talking about, he doesn't even know if it exists or not. He has a private jet. He has mansions all over the world. He builds schools, not to help the poor, but to enrich his family and his lineage. Do you see how foolish a black man is? But that man scamming you every Sunday and every Wednesday of your hard-earned money is not a thief. He's not a fraud. He's not a criminal. Do you know why? Because he promised you something you can never see, which is heaven. Because nobody has ever been to heaven. I buried my parents on the 14th. My mom hasn't come to me to say, I'm in heaven now and I'm having fun here. No. No one has been to heaven and back to tell us what it looks like. So the only reason why these men are flying about in their private jets is because they promised you something that no one has seen in the history of humanity. Heaven. Are you following? Are you listening to this very gospel? Now, that is number one. Number two is the fraud that the zoo Nigeria represents. Do you know what is happening in the north? That is why I love the way we preach. After listening to this very gospel, I want to play something for you so you will hear it. And hear what people are now saying in the north. That place you said is Hausa Fulani. It's Hausa Fulani. Now people are coming out. Do you know what arrested this very man? Because when this protest started, they called it a protest of indigenous Katsina people. That doesn't include Fulani. That's why the Fulanis have arrested them. And will your daddy Jesus stop? No. The only thing that concerns them is, how do we send them a code to bring tithe and offering? I bought palliative of worth above what I have. 50 million I spent on palliative. Or should I say, IPOB spent at my direction? Or at my instigation? Compare that to what your pastors have. The criminals deceiving you. I want you to go to church on Sunday and say, Pastor, why do we come to church every day? You say, hey, you're a child of God. You want to go to heaven. You are going to heaven after this event is heaven. Then you ask him, Pastor, if we're all going to heaven, why do you need a private jet? Why don't you, when we get to heaven, we all have fun? Why here on this earth? And hear what the animal will tell you. Because they're all liars and deceivers and cheats. So you don't know. I'm asking them to, okay, show us heaven then. Give us a map of heaven. You're asking me for a road map. Show me a map of heaven. How many rooms are there? Describe the garden. He doesn't know. But he's here every Wednesday. You give him money. Every Sunday you pay your tithe. What is your reward? Tell me a 419 fraud that is greater than this one. A promise 4:9 is promised. Oh, I promise to deliver this, but first of all, send me your money. I promise to send you an airport, but first of all, give me money. It's a promise. And how do you know what is the fraud? They promise you something, and without saying it, they will ask for money. Is that not what they do every Sunday? And that is not godliness. This evening I will teach you what is godliness. That's why I was asking for them to come. None of them agreed. Come, let me destroy them. I will just shred them to pieces. And their churches will be empty on Sunday. Maybe they are not that daft after all. I wanted one of them to show up. And I promise that your churches will be empty. By the time I finish with you, your churches will be empty. That fraud you are committing every Sunday will come to an end. Now, the third pillar, conscience, fears, and accusation. And some have petitioned me to say, what you're saying and the way you're saying it is not all that great. You know, why don't you calm down a little bit or take it easy? Some people are good. I said, if your conscience is clear, then why are you panicking? I asked. If you have nothing to be afraid of, can you please tell me why you are panicking? Tell me why. They can't tell me. They cannot tell me. Now, listen very, very attentively to what I have to say this evening. There's something I want to be posted on my page. Not all, I repeat, not all advice from old people you should listen to. Remember, foolish people also grow old. If you tell me that, that's one thing about Africa, why Africa is backwards. If every gray-haired man or woman, should I say a man in particular, is wise and intelligent, then why don't we have running water in the villages? Why don't we have electricity? Why are we hungry? Why are we starving? Why are we in so much pain and deprivation? If gray hair is there, that means every village into a gray-haired man now, they should have everything in life because they are wise, they have wisdom. Isn't it? At least the basic things of life. Nobody is more Christian than me. Listen carefully to this. I said, nobody is more Christian than me. And some of you prefer what I call religious labeling and attachment. You don't follow the core principles of what you claim you believe in. You prefer to perhaps, cloak yourself with one label or the other. I don't. Now listen. All your faith pastors with their cloth and their tithe and offering box. I know that some of you live off tithe and offering, so you will try to defend what is in essence indefensible, but that's entirely up to you. You're a black person. That is the way you are, and that is why Africa is backwards. People do not stand up to defend the truth. But here, we always do so. And we will continue to do so. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter how they are panicking tonight, bribing Facebook and all that. Oh, try and stop them. You are wasting your time. Absolutely and totally wasting your time. Now, I said I'm a Christian. I know there's panic in many places right now, but allow me to explain this. The first place for us to start is, who is a Christian? Simple thing. Definition. Who is a Christian? Simple definition. And we have it here. Even from Wikipedia of all places. Christianity is an Abrahamic monotheistic. Remember the word. Abrahamic monotheistic religion based on the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Its adherents are known as Christians. They believe that Jesus is the Christ whose coming as the Messiah was prophesied in the Old Testament. Now we go back. Is it very clear to you? They say that Christianity is a monotheistic, M-O-N-O-T-H-E-I-S-T-I-C, E-I-S for sugar, P-I-C. Do you know what that means in simple English? It means a religion that recognizes only one God, not two, not three, not four. In other words, here, your Holy Trinity teaching is out of the window. It is here, very clear. A Christian is somebody who behaves like Jesus Christ. Somebody who loves the truth. Somebody who is outspoken. Somebody who has no fear. Somebody who is righteous. That is the meaning of Christianity, because you have pledged to be like Jesus Christ. And who was Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ was a monotheist. Jesus Christ believed in monotheistic religion, in one God in heaven. Incidentally, I might add the same thing as Islam and the same thing as Judaism. So do you see how all three are one? But we'll get to that later. Now listen very carefully, please. Listen very carefully. What is monotheism? Please Google it. M-O-N-O-T-H-E-I-S-M. That Jesus Christ was part of. That Jesus Christ believed in. Jesus Christ went to the temple, he went to the synagogue. Up until his death, he never asked anybody to stop going to the synagogue. He was critical of the corrupt high priest, as we are today. He was critical of the corruption in the priesthood, as we are today. The same way we are concerned about the corruption in the church. So who is more Christian? Us or them? I will continue. What is the meaning of monotheism? It means one God. One. Only one. Not two, not three, not four. One. Only one. And incidentally, and funny enough, the same one God that Judaism believes in, the same one God that Christianity believes in, the same one God that Islam believes in. One! Then you ask yourself, why are people all over the place? We'll get to that later as well. Monotheism is the belief in one God, only one God, the creator of the world, all-powerful, all-knowing, creator of the universe. One God. Are you following? So Christianity is a religion of only one God. Because if you claim you're following Christ, that was what Christ said. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So I'm asking you, all this your stupid doctrine you got of to steal money, you no longer speak the truth, you are afraid, who are you following? Is it the same Jesus Christ you're following? It's a simple question. Is it the same Jesus you're following or another one that you're following? Okay, I understand you're doing all these things because of the money you're getting every Wednesday and every Sunday. And being black people, the only thing that matters to you is how well off you are in comparison with other people who are not as privileged as you are. In other words, you are a very wicked human being. Or should I say a very wicked soul? Is it becoming very clear? Now that you know what monotheism is, during the time of your Yeshua, I want to refer you back to the Bible, the book of Deuteronomy 6:4. Before I research anything, I go to something that is incontrovertible. The end all of every discussion. This in the book of Deuteronomy. Israelites, you are being told from, because some of you don't know, it is from the same Israelites, the same Judaism, from the same Jew that Christianity came. The same Judaism. The same Judaism. Some of you have forgotten that Jesus Christ was a Jew. Judaism. His name was Jesus. Huh? God, the meaning of Yeshua. Yeshua is Jesus. Huh? God saves. If you don't know, that's the meaning of the name. In Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is only one Lord, only one. One, one, not two, not three, one only. This was what Jesus Christ was born into. He went to the synagogue to teach. He went to the temple to go and preach. He didn't go to any church. He did not go to any church. I want you to go and show me where Jesus went to church before. He's never been to church before. I'm saying all, I'm not saying that going to church is a very good thing. If you can find truth in the church, please go. It's a good thing. But the churches you have in Nigeria, Lord have mercy. I want to let them understand that I know this is for the extortion scheme. If they're just stealing money from people and keeping quiet, I will understand it. You steal money from people, you don't condone evil. In fact, you come out brazenly to support evil going on in Asarok. And you're telling me you're a man of God. People are suffering, dying. When they arrest, they kill them. When they protect, they shoot at them, they die. When they protect, they arrest them. And you're a man of God and you're keeping quiet. And you claim you're a man of God. And people are dying every day. People are suffering every day. All that bothers you is tithes and offering. And I'm trying to prove it to you. That house you're claiming is the house of God. That Jesus never went to a church. You know what I mean? That is the truth. Some people don't like it, but to hell with you, because it is the truth. Show me in the holy book where Jesus went to church. He went to synagogue and he went to temple. Simple common sense we don't have in Africa. Common sense we don't have. Ask yourself a simple question. Did Jesus go to church? Ask your Reverend G.O. Please, did Jesus Christ ever go to church? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, then show me in the Bible. Show me now in the Bible where he went to church. Is this St. Mark or St. Peter or St. Luke or St. Church he went to? Show me now. They can't show you because they've been deceived. And they too are deceiving other people. That's what they do very well, deceiving other people. And people say, oh, but don't say it. It's a bit of a... I say, shut up. But shut up. If people were thinking the way we think in Africa, do you think man will go to the moon? How do you think you're using a mobile phone today? Some of you are listening to me now via your internet. You're going to Facebook. Do you know that that would have been possible if not for Yuri Gagarin, a Russian, that went to outer space? Or you think it's just magic? You pick up the phone, it's just magic. You don't know that men die trying to go to outer space to launch satellites so they can have mobile phones? Don't you know that? Remember when they used to say to us, if you go up in the middle of the night, you see spirit. Imagine if Yuri Gagarin had succumbed, or the Russian space agency had succumbed to superstition. That, oh, maybe out there in the cloud, there are angels that will allow you to come, you know. They went to outer space. After that, America started going. From going to outer space, they said to launch satellites. That is how you have a mobile. That is why when you call now, I can hear you. Do you think there is a line? Is there any fixed wire from where you are to where I am? So you don't know that when you make a call, it goes to heaven first, and then it comes down to earth. You don't know that? Don't you know? I'm asking you, if white people were to be as superstitious and ignorant as black Africans, do you think that we move on from today? I'm sure you know the answer to that. So don't be afraid. Ask your pastor. If Jesus Christ went to church, show me in the Bible where, which church did he go? Is it apostolic or assemblies or winners or which one? Or Baptist? Ask him to show you. He can't show you. Do you know why he cannot show you? Because Europeans went to Israel, took away their name, took away everything, called them Palestine, destroyed the land of Israel, and took God, that was in Israel, God that had his temple in Israel, took him and went to Europe, and bastardized it, and exported to Africa. People are jumping up and they're like idiots. It is the truth. Anything I tell you is verifiable. In the book of Deuteronomy 6:4, hear, O Israel, there is only but one God. Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not ten. One. And that's what I believe in. Do you see how I'm a Christian? Do you see how I am an adherent of Judaism? Do you see how I am a Biafran? Because where we come from, who don't know Chibeze Iweala in what we are doing? What's his name? Do you know his name? Translate into English. God is King.
So I don't need anybody to preach any nonsense to me, to tell me that God is number one, that it's not that God about. Chukwu, the mighty God in heaven, the Lord of hosts. I don't need a new wise man to teach me anything. Am I foolish? The name will be Nwachukwu, the child of God in heaven. Not just somebody's child. You are the child of the... Hey, how can I explain this thing that people will understand what I'm saying? I don't know. I am teaching you what they can never teach in Sunday school. Because if they teach you this now, there will be no more tithe and offering. No more private jet. No more private jet. God, you will see it. What caused the problem? Some of you don't know. Some of you do not know and may never know that Jesus Christ had a brother. It is in the Bible. It is written. It is commented upon heavily. His name is James. Incidentally, James was also a disciple of Jesus Christ. Some of you don't read the Bible very well. I am reading from the same New Testament that you have in your hand now. That pastor is used to deceive you. You have it in your hand. I suggest you go read the entire book of James. You know the funniest thing? You know that book of James? Very nearly, they would not have added it as one of the canonical texts at the Council of Nicaea. Do you know why they didn't want to add it? Because what James was saying as the brother to Jesus Christ was exactly what Jesus was preaching. That you must observe the Shabbat. That the Shabbat is the last day of the week. You know, said no. He was telling them, no, it is. That was why. Do you know the man, the reformer is called Martin Luther? Do you know him? Martin Luther was arguing for the gospel of St. Paul. St. Paul was not born in Israel. He was born in present-day Turkey. He was a foreigner. He was a convert. Some of you don't know that even amongst the disciples and the apostles, there was a fight. You don't know, do you? Between Paul and James. James is the blood brother of Jesus Christ. Paul was an outsider. And James was telling them, you need to obey the laws of God. You must obey the law of God. Those 10 commandments must keep it. Do you know what Paul said? Paul said, salvation only comes through grace. A deviation from the laws of Israel that God gave to Israel, the Ten Commandments. That's the problem. God isn't even. Go to your New Testament and take 2 days. After reading James, you will repent overnight. He was a Jew. I should understand Israel, Hebrew, and Israelite. Because when he said the word Jew, you're only referring to the house of Yehuda, right? The house of Judea. That's all. Then, of course, he took everybody's name. What I'm teaching you is priceless. Go and check it. I'm not a dumb fool. People that get upset when they hear the truth, and you're telling me one day you have running water. How is that possible? With your level of stupidity. How is that possible? Do you know how the Bible got to Europe? Before they brought it to you? The first slave ship out of Africa was named Jesus. Are you aware of that? People are just dumb. I'm not sure that there will be many left anymore, to be honest with you. But it's the truth, I must preach it. Let thy will be done, was the prayer. My aim is to educate all these criminals and what I call false Christians and biblical scholars, whose only reference is the post Council of Nicaea literature. They don't know anything. It was when when Emperor Constantine called them for a meeting in Nicaea, that they all went and decided to, they saw them and said, okay, we'll accept this one, we won't accept this one. And there they decided, Shabbat is no longer on a Saturday, but on a Sunday. But James said it very clearly. Did Jesus Christ keep the Shabbat or not? He, of course, did. He's a Jew. How can the person you're following is a Jew and you say you're not a Jew? Does that make sense to you? I don't know how foolish people can be. I don't know. Do you actually know the meaning of the word Israel? Do you know the meaning of the word Israel? Israel means the prince of God. Prince of God. Israel. So you don't know that? God gave his commandments, his laws, to his children. And said, this will define you. On the eighth day you circumcise your child. On the eighth day I was circumcised. All my children, on the eighth day, they were circumcised. My boys. So, I can't understand people talking. You sit down, you start to talk rubbish. I don't know. Rubbish you don't know. Because you're not learned. You don't even take time to read the Bible you're holding and shouting Holy Ghost fire. You don't read it. Go to James and read James. You see what Christianity is about. Not the grace being preached by Paul. When Paul was traveling back, go ahead and ask the apostles, when Paul was going back to Jerusalem, he was afraid. He thought they would attack him when he goes to Jerusalem. Because people were upset with him. Saying this wasn't what Christ was teaching. Christ never said, throw away everything. You can eat pig if you like. You can do this. You can walk about uncircumcised. Rubbish! That was not in the laws of Israel. And Jesus Christ was circumcised on the eighth day. Oh, dear me. They can't teach you this in all those business centers you go to every Wednesday and every Sunday. Now, listen. My aim is to educate. Not to castigate anybody, but to educate. Because everybody acknowledged, even Christians more so, that Jesus Christ prayed to God Almighty in heaven, referred to him as my Father, who art in heaven. Then why don't you do what Jesus is doing? You are a Christian, which means Christ-like. You believe in the existence of only one God. Only one God. Then I'm asking you, why don't you do what Jesus was doing? Oh, dear me. What Europe has done over the years was, even some of you I'm talking to now don't know that Jesus, Mary went on to have other children. Mary had other children. Her and Joseph had other children. They don't teach you that in Sunday school. And one of his siblings was James. And James wrote. Very cleverly he wrote. He had siblings. The only truly exhaustive study of the apostle James to date was one man, very clever man, Robert Edmonds. He wrote a very compelling piece. In fact, some will call it a magnum opus. The name of this very literature is called James, the Brother of Jesus, the Key to Unlocking the Secrets of Early Christianity and the Dead Sea Scrolls, published in 1997. The fact that Europe has, in this day, they have done over the ages what they have done, wherever they go, they see the children of light. They always deny them their identity. That's what I've always done. James, the brother of Jesus, preached obedience to the law, keeping the Shabbat, circumcision, atonement. Paul, that grew, it's just like somebody coming back home to the village and telling you how to do libation or how to break or not. He was born in in Alamadi territory. Never been home before, doesn't know what is happening, but he heard that, you know, there's this very wonderful ceremony. In every morning we break kola nuts, we pray with it, we do it. He said, okay, it's so exciting. And he joined, came to the village. Somebody who was raised on Brukut and Prado Nunu is now coming to break kola nuts in the village. And we allow him to break kola nuts, and then after that, he will now write the rules for you on how to break kola nuts. That was exactly what Paul did. And most of them were upset with him. Very, very upset with him. something they don't teach you in the Sunday school. That is not good, James. It's in your New Testament. Go read it very well, please. Go and read it very, very well. Anywhere Europeans, the rapists went to, they will first change your name. When they got to Israel, they named them Palestine, no longer Israel. They wiped away from the board. And when they came to West Africa, they met Biafra. They said, no longer, your name is no longer Biafra. You are now Nigeria. That's what they always do. And if you complain too much, they call you Niger Delta. If you complain too much, they call you Bandera. They call you Midwest, South-South, Southeast, East Central. They will call you anything but that your name. It's something they did to Israel. They call Israel Middle East, Palestine, Levant. Only one people. Doing all they can to layer over the identity. So you don't know who you are. It had the Israelites, the Jews in Europe, succumbed and stopped believing in God's promise, would that be any state of Israel today? Have they allowed themselves to be bamboozled by the Europeans? Do you think of Israel today? He said, oh no, forget it. Don't worry, don't go there. He said, no, we are going there. It is in the Bible. It's a promise from God. And they went back. And you can see the signs and wonders they are performing today. Who can doubt what Israel is doing? Is there anybody who can doubt what Israel is doing? No human being can. It is clear for the whole world to see. Everyone can see it. Because now the promise of God is once again upon his children. No amount of jealousy can eradicate that. It is pure. The same way that no amount of jealousy against Biafra will ever work. I don't know why there is no native doctor here, one of those so-called traditional people. So I can teach them what I don't know. The name was changed. The same way you have Israelites who speak Hebrew is how Biafrans speak and still speak Hebrew to this very day. Oh dear me. And all they do is let me just play something for the business center owners. Their jets. Now that it's locked down, their jets, they are worried. They want to do fly about and perform miracle. They did nothing wrong with coronavirus, nothing. They're not waiting for coronavirus to finish. They start running over the world to go and spread the word and perform miracle. Liars and deceivers. You have a religion that somebody brought to you by force and killed you. People sometimes they wonder, why is it that you follow Judaism? I said to them, you know, I'm not following any Judaism. I went back to the religion of my ancestors. They said, but how? I said, yes. Because if you come to Biafra land, nobody forces you to worship anything. You can worship anything you like. That is your business. In Biafra, from time, the same thing in Israel. You can worship whatever you like. That is your business. But those that believe in the grace of the Almighty, they still go to the temple. They still go to the synagogue to go and pray and to worship the Most High, Elohim. You go together and pray in your name. I am saying to you today, have you seen anybody forcing you to do anything in Biafra land? Have you seen anybody saying, oh, we have this deity here in my village, you must worship the deity in my village? The answer is no. Because God works in his structure. It's by divine revelation. Israel cannot force you to join Judaism. It's not possible. But Christianity will kill you. In those days, not now. In those days, they will come to you. It's by force. You must be a Christian. Islam is even worse. Now, among three religions, two of them will force you to convert. One will just leave it between you and your God. Which one will you follow? Let's continue. I want to play something for those that take your money every Sunday telling you about heaven that they themselves have not been to. The pastor you are giving your tithe and your offering to, has he been to heaven before? Ask him now. So how can you be telling me you're going to offer me something that you yourself have never experienced? Which 419 is better than that one? Which 419, I'm asking you. Let's hear what this intelligent man has to say about it.
Do you know where you come from and where you go?
Hello?
Yes.
You can bullshit yourself. I came from heaven, I'm going back to heaven. If you're so sure that you're going back to heaven, why don't you go today?
I listen. Why don't you go now? Ask your pastor. If we're all going to heaven, pastor, with private jets, why don't you go now? Why are you waiting until when you're 100 years old? Why don't you go now? That's it. But let me start. I love this man. He's an Indian, very intelligent man. I'm not telling you that what you're doing is wrong. I'm only asking you to reason. First of all, to reason, ask your pastor. That is why they cannot speak out when there is injustice in the land. They can't speak out because they're not serving God. They're serving Mammon, the demon of wealth, of gold and diamond and silver. Not God in heaven. Listen again.
I'm asking you, do you really know? Do you know where you come from and where you go?
Who knows where they're coming from? Nobody knows. You are just given birth by your mom. That's all you know. Do you know where you're coming from? Do you know where you're going? Nobody knows. Ask your pastor. I know I'm going to heaven. How do you know you're going to heaven? How? He cannot answer you. Superstition. African superstition. That is why we're not getting a way in life. Let's continue.
Hello?
Yes.
You don't know. You can bullshit yourself. I came from heaven, I'm going back to heaven. If you're so sure that you're going back to heaven, why don't you go today?
Are you listening?
If you knew that you are going to a better place than here, why don't you go? This is the greatest crime.
It's a crime! The greatest crime in the history of mankind. A fraud! Fraud! And people are scared because their millions is their hope. It is Elohim commanded me to go to Calvary to preach the truth. It doesn't matter who is hurting. I must preach the truth. I must preach it. Who has been to heaven? Have you been your pastor with private jet? Have you been there before? They say if you don't know where you're coming from, you cannot know where you're going. Do you know where you're coming from before you were born? So if you don't know where you're coming from before you were born, how can you know where you're going? It's the phenomenon of life. That is life's phenomenon. You know that very well. That is if they say in our place, if you don't know where you're coming from, there is nobody can know where you're coming to. So nobody knows. Only Elohim knows. You pray, you worship God in truth, live a very simple life. As a preacher of the word, and you're in a mansion, and those you're collecting money from, they are suffering, they are peasants, and this truth has not been preached. I don't know why Africans are afraid of it, confronting this demon of ignorance. Demon of ignorance. Rubbish. It must be preached.
Humanity, that we told people there is a better place than this.
Yes,
it is a crime. Because this is not allowing human beings to live their life to their full depth and dimension.
I listen. Because somebody promised you heaven, how can you work hard here then? That's what happened in Africa. You're suffering, you're dying, mosquito is eating you up, that is the Ebola that is typhoid, everything. Every kind of pestilence is against you. Oh, that is terrible. When we die, I will go to heaven. Can you believe such rubbish? And those that brought you the Bible, they are doing very well. They no longer go to church. I'm not saying that church is not a bad thing. I don't want to be misunderstood. I am not saying that church is not a bad thing. No. The worship of Almighty God in truth and in every honesty is not, I repeat, is not, N-O-T, not a bad thing. It's when you become stupid in the process that I have issues with
you. You think the real life is elsewhere. Now, do you have any proof that you are not already in heaven and making a mess out of it?
People are laughing because the man is making a whole lot of sense. People are now laughing. That's how life is. Truthfulness, honesty, and uprightness. Once you do it, our Father in heaven will love you. Where you're going to, nobody knows. Let's stop deceiving ourselves and do the best we can to bring that kingdom of heaven to this very earth. That is Biafra. That's what we're doing. Because every time I tell you that we are, there is something special about us. Do you know I was researching? You know, I read the Bible very well. Do you know that? I read it, oh my God, I read it very, very well. More than your daddy G.O. or daddy P.O., whatever they call them. I read the Bible very, very well. And that's why I'm lecturing from this evening. Everything I'm telling you is what the Bible has asked me to say, or what I've read or gleaned from the Bible. Mine is the old book, is the Torah. I also read the New Testament for Christians. I read it. Those who claim they are Christians but cannot emulate what Christ did. How can you be a Christian? Huh? Did Christ have a mansion? Did he have a mansion, I'm asking you? Was he not feeding people? Did people feed him? He was the one feeding people. People will come to him and he will feed them. He will pray with them. But you have a class, you have a mansion, and your children are the overseeing the account department and doing everything. The word of God is now a franchise. The word of God is now a franchise. Europeans did it. That is why they no longer go to church. But the original people still have it. Every day the synagogues are full. Every day people go to the temple to go and pray. And that's how it should be. In the book of John, I wish I had one cleric, a scholar of the Holy Book. I'll eat them alive. Go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. 1 John. I want to let people understand what is hidden from you. You don't know who you are as a Biafran. You have no idea how precious you are before God in heaven. I want to prove it to you. Why they hate you. Why they hate Israel. Now ask yourself, oh, we are not hated Israel. It's not, it's because Satan is talking to them. The same way that you see a Jewish man and you hate him for no reason, is how you see a Biafran and you hate him for no reason, just hatred. Because God loves him. God loves her. They are the children of light. And you think it's a joke? Let me go. I preach this almost every 2 weeks. Do we have a place in our land where we call Ige? We pronounce it Ige. It's not Ige. It's Ige. Light. Is there anybody you know in your village asking in Haiti the light of God? Have you heard of that before? There is a place in our people called Ihechi Owa. The place where the light of God shines. In case you don't know why the ancient temple was in our people, Ihechi Owa, the place where the light of God shines. In our people, Ihechi Owa is in our people till this very day. Ancient, over 5,000 years old. He's still there till this very day. Ihechi, the light of God. And that was before the Bible was compiled. And let me tell you what 1 John 1 to 5 says. That your pastors don't know and can never teach you. Even if they come here and is a, and is a pastor with some sort of tribal or ethnic bigotry. They won't teach you this. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him no darkness at all. I'm trying to get somewhere. In him no darkness at all, that God is light. And I told you that Biafra, which I will prove later on when I publish the map, is the kingdom of God on the face of the earth. And that is why in everywhere, from the firstborn, first son, is Anambra State, everywhere you have Ihe. Even my own maternal hometown, my mother's village, their name is Ihe. Do you know the funniest thing? My mother's village is Ihe. And the homestead is Umuchupu. Can you believe that? Because he is a gentleman. Even if he is a light. And inside that light, their family lineage is called the children of God. What else are you, looking for? What, you know, what other way are why do you need me to tell you that you're special as a dear friend? In how do you want me to explain? In the names we give our children and our villages, the name we bear already is God is already with us. Just that we don't know. And when I see people with this rich heritage, this direct link to God itself, and that you're going to a church pastored by a former Muslim, Adeboye, all these people, Winners, all of them, deeper life, they were all former Muslims. And I'm asking you, you are going to church pastored by a former Muslim. And I want you to ask your pastor, if you're a Biafran on Sunday, anywhere you are, ask your pastor. Please, pastor, do you people answer, do you have villages in your land where they are called the children of light? As it is in the first book of John 1-5, because here it's very clear that God is light and in him there is no darkness. In that, in my village, we are called light, the light of God, the light of God, which is in the first book of John, chapter 1, verse 5. Please, pastor, Adeboye, do you have it in your village? He will tell you no. You don't ask him, please, pastor, Adeboye, can you tell me, there is this name in Biafra land, it's called Umuchukwu, which means the children of God. In your village, do you have it? He will tell you no, he doesn't. He comes from Bomoshu. Then how can somebody from there preach the word of God to you? You are a child of God already. Your name is Ihechineke. From a place called Ihe. In a place called Umuchukwu. Why do you need somebody else to teach you about God? I don't get it. Do you see who we are? And now you'll understand my angst with Nigeria and Niger Delta. Now you'll understand, don't you? We are the children of light. And in that children of light, in that light, there is no darkness. And then somebody is answering the name darkness. Niger. Nigeria. Darkness. And you want me to accept it? Hi, teenager. Somebody should turn to the first book of John, first John. You want us to preach? I'm preaching now from the Bible now. Are you a better Christian than myself? Now I'm preaching from the book of John. That God is like the Ihechineke, which you have in Biafra land. So what is the problem? Why then do I need to be in a place called Nigeria? When Nigeria, which is proper pronunciation, represents darkness. Have I not spoken it to you? They will forget Niger. Niger is the anglicization of the French word Niger. Niger, which means darkness. Negroes. People, black people. Condemned people. From the black lands. Now, tell me why. Do you have a problem with this? They don't. We are the Japan. We are agitating. Let's agitate. And I said to them, you were not called, you were not chosen. Had God chosen you, all this revelation that God gives to me, we are giving it to you. Do you know why they hate us in the zoo called Nigeria? They hate us because God said that darkness and light cannot mix. And your name means light. And Nigeria means darkness. How can you then survive together? How? I ask you. I'm preaching the word of God. That's what I preach. Some don't believe me. How can you believe me when you're jealous, you're envious? Or start to have enough again? You cannot be as intelligent as we are. It's impossible. Because our knowledge is divine from heaven itself. From Chukwugabiam himself. This is how we do it. I want that person calling him or herself Niger Delta. I say, shame on you. Shame on you in this life and in afterlife if there is one. You have brought darkness into the other and it can never work. Do you see why Niger Delta is poor? People are playing with God. Do you see why Niger Delta is very, very poor? Impoverished. They go to toilet in a stream and my people go there to fetch water to drink. Because you are a child of God and you call yourself darkness. Is that, can anybody name their child Satan? Have I said this before? Can you wake up the man and you name your child even Hitler? No, because Hitler is evil. If you are a child of God, God gave you light. Because God knows we are very dumb and very rebellious. He did not just give it to us, He named our villages with it. He said, this is the way to go. If you follow it, stop all this European nonsense. Go back home. I have everything on the ground to direct you to the path of salvation and redemption. That's what we're doing. You are the light. And somebody woke up one morning and called you darkness. Do you think that Lugard didn't know what he was doing? And Florashop? They know. They know that Jaffa there. They know. That was why in 1914, Frederick Lugard, in his papers, the British government said, the great evil race across Nigeria. Great, that was what he used. The only black race in the whole world to be referred to as great by a white man. The only people. That's why when I see what Ohanaeze is doing, it's as if I hate them. They are supposed to know. They are supposed to have gone to school. They should know all these things. That we are special. That we are the children of God. Very special. And somebody named you darkness. And you say, oh, you're fighting for darkness over light, which is Biafra. How can you survive? Somebody that Niger Delta. You brought the word nigger into our land, the land of God. Nigger. Nigger Delta. Do you know the meaning of it? Are you aware of the spiritual implications of putting a curse, laying a curse? You answer darkness. How can you be developed as a Nigerian? How? I ask. When your name is darkness, your pastors don't know this. A white man came and called us nigger, and we accepted it. Nigeria, nigger area. Because you are devoid of light. Go and check the meaning of nigger. They will tell you, you have no light in you. And if you don't have light, how can you be of God? I'm asking all those Yoruba Pentecostal pastors campaigning for one Nigeria. Nigeria means darkness. That is the name. And I'm asking that pastor, if I come now and I name your child darkness, your daughter, instead of favor, they love the name favor, instead of favor, I say, Daddy Giro, we want to change the name of favor. We want to call her darkness. So, do you think your pastor will accept? Of course not. But the name of Nigeria is darkness. Then how do you expect light to come from it? How, I ask you. Do you see where we have failed in our reasoning? Do you see why some of the very vocal, non-existent minority are against IPOB and what we are doing? Because they are working for Satan. They are working for Lucifer. They are working for darkness. We represent the light. So they will always fight us. Why wouldn't they? Their name is Nigeria. They are darkness. They are of the devil. That's the meaning of their name. Now you know. How many villages are asking Biafra land are called the children of light? Where else in Africa or anywhere in the world do you have that? I ask you. What are the children? We are the children of light. How then can you change your name to darkness? Nigeria. Hey. Unbelievable. A name that the same God you claim you are serving rejected. In the first book of John, chapter 1, verse 5, God said, I am the light. I have no darkness in me. And somebody from a country named darkness is praying to him and wanting to answer you. That means you don't read the Bible. Even the New Testament had that. That means you don't read it. and you want me to regard you as an intellectual.
I wish one pastor could have come tonight. Would have made the soup.
Mark took it everywhere. Because of your sin, you think we cannot preach. There are good pastors, yes. Yes, one or two or three of them, good. I agree, yes. But let me put it to you this way. You know that duty tank you have on top of your house, you put water because there's no running water in this zoo. You see, duty tank, you see how big it is. Let's say you are preparing tea now for an entire village. You've come back home and you want to make tea. Everybody said you should make tea for the whole village. And you're making tea for the village. And you're using a very big tank to boil. And it is now time to sweeten that very tea. I want to give you an analogy. Why I said every pastor. Listen carefully, please. You know, we are black. Sometimes our reasoning is a bit funny. But let's try and listen and pay attention. You have come to the village. And somebody said, prepare tea for us. And you have this massive pot and pipe. Boiling the water or brewing the tea. And now it's time to sweeten the tea a bit. And you went into your kitchen and you only have one cube of sugar left. Only one cube of sugar. And you drop that cube of sugar into the pot and stir it. Do you think you notice the difference? Will you notice any difference? I ask you. If you have brewed, if the tea are bitter herbs, do you think that one lump of sugar in a one huge, maybe 40 liter tank or pot will make any difference? Answer me. Will it make a difference? The answer is no. So although there is sugar in the herbs, it is not big enough to even make a difference for its use or purpose. So you might as well not have any sugar at all. Now, do you understand? Let me have a sip of water, please. We are live and we are direct. The whole world is paying attention, rapturously listening to a divine gospel of redemption. After this reason, overnight. You are in a zoo called Nigeria. Any idiot saying we are Niger Delta is bringing darkness into our land and they should be held responsible. They are those that Satan is working with. What somebody gets and says, I'm Niger Delta. That means you are a product of Satan. Ephesus revolves. Lucifer sent you on a message to destroy his light. I have scripture to back it up. I don't care if you're a Muslim or a Christian. I back it up scripturally. I can tell you. I want us to go and listen to one of our mothers. I want this very clip to be posted as well. Because a white man said something that I played during the broadcast on Sunday. The man said that Igbo land was, by which he meant Biafra. Biafra land is so advanced that all these things about women's rights, their women had rights from time immemorial. I want to prove something to you today. Some of you have seen this clip before. But you know the way we are. We don't read meaning into things. We just, you know, looked at it and brushed it off. I want you to go back to it and read and listen to what she said. And then go back to the first book of John, chapter 1, verse 5. This is a woman who is into tradition. In Anioma, in Igbo land. Anioma is Igbo land. If you don't like to jump into the barrage, and Loma in Igbo land, this woman, she is the one, titled the woman king, the lady king, the one. She is doing what man does. She is pouring libation. But there are places when you go and tell them that in Igbo land, women can pour libation and pray and break their mouth. They say, oh, it's an abomination. Because they know nothing about our culture and our way of life. As the one, it can. Not every woman, but a titled woman can. And I want to listen to her. A very beautiful, beautiful. I don't want to say too much, but I'm being blamed. A very beautiful woman. I wish I lived in her time. I would have married her. She's so pretty. Unbelievably pretty. The Omu of Anioma. Very beautiful. My goodness. I love her so much. Let me play what she said about light and who we are. Then you know who you are. You stop going to all these criminal enterprises called churches. No, go, go. Listen!
Yeah.
A lady. Listen. Listen. If you see us and you say you've not seen anybody, you know, like you two were dealing with IPOB, then you know you are looking at spirits. If you see us coming and you claim we are nothing, you have not seen us. That means you are seeing spirits. That is the libation she's pouring. This wonderful woman. Wonderful, wonderful woman. Do what men do in the land of the ancient people. A white man will tell you, equality between, are you doing equality between men and women? We were doing it before you were created. I said to you, friends, we had equality of men and women before God made Caucasians. You don't know. Listen. You must clear from the road. If you say you have not seen us, then you are looking at spirit, and you must clear from the road. Listen. Do you know what he said? Darkness cannot defeat light. That's what he's saying. Are you listening? Ifo, we are the light. The children. This is an age I have not spoken to her before. What she is saying was what was handed down from old. We are the light. This is not a religious gathering. It is not. Now, somebody is answering Nigeria. You are the light, and then darkness is over you. How can you succeed? Why would they allow you to live in peace in Kano, or not kill you in Maiduguri, or not behead you in Bauchi? You are the light, and you submit yourself under darkness. Then darkness will consume you. Light will always defeat darkness, she just said. Light will always defeat darkness. That is why we know that IPOB must succeed, must. M-U-S-T must, because we are the light and the zoo is darkness. There is no way Nigeria can defeat IPOB. Not in this war, not in the next, not in the one after that. Impossible. I say with every clarity, I say it is impossible. There is no way darkness can defeat light. And we are the light. You know what I said? Anywhere we are, there is light. That is why. In the zoo, they tell you, Nigeria, they tell you, that's where you don't have an Igbo man, a Biafran, would say, there is no light. Where there is no Biafran, there is no light. There is no development. All the places growing in Lagos and in Yoruba land is not where Biafrans are. All the places doing, but every time, you know, we don't know how strong we are. For us to collapse Nigeria in one day is for everybody in Lagos to head home. You see, Lagos is empty. Drink this what happens in Lagos. Nobody's there. Nobody's there. We are the light. Once we go back home during Christmas, there is no light in Lagos anymore. That light goes off. True or false, I'm asking. That is how powerful we are. And I thank this our mother very, very much for giving us this very wonderful prayer. I'm telling you. She didn't pray for us. We want to see her. We just got hold of the clip. Now, what you are about to hear, I would say, sums up in a way, I suppose, the stupidity of a black man and those that go to church. I want to demolish them. My job tonight is to demolish them beyond recognition. I want to prove to you how foolish a black man is. I want to prove it to you. I want you to listen very carefully, please. Listen.
Your Excellency. Barrister Rotimi Akeredolu.
Yes.
This is not a fight.
It
is just stating the truth.
Listen, somebody is talking to Akeredolu, the governor of Ondo State, due to the poor facilities in the hospital. And when he finishes, then I'll tell you what I want to tell you. I want to tell you how foolish we are. And I want to tell you how evil, these are the Jews are. Evil men. Evil men they are. Whom will quench you? Children of perdition, carrying the Holy Bible, not only extorting and lying with it, but deceiving you to your early graves. I'm going to prove it to you here now. Listen carefully, please. He's a Yoruba man, his name is Sheyi Law. This was the man that insulted me, insulted IPOB, insulted the whole of the Biafra movement, saying Nigeria is, you will say, Nigeria is nice. I want you to listen to him. Listen. And know that Elohim is fighting for us. Listen.
This morning, my bonus younger sister had an accident and they didn't have the right equipment to take care of her at the general hospital in the Bokona. And in just a few minutes, she's been pronounced dead just because she fractured her neck in an accident. Please, let's do the right thing. So far, then, please.
Are you listening? he lost somebody, so I shouldn't be laughing. I commiserate with him. I feel his pain. But this is the story of your average Nigerian. A Nigerian doesn't reason. Reasoning is not one of the strong points of a Nigerian. Now, listen very carefully. All the money that you people put into the church as tithes and offering every Sunday, if you got together and, or say, even, you can even go to church and give it to the church and say, this tithe we are giving to you now, rather than going to build a private university for yourself and your children to be enjoying the loot, please build and equip a hospital. You see, we blacks are very strange creatures. The people that brought you the Bible from Europe, all those people, they built hospitals. They built houses for the poor. But after going to church, I'm sure this lady that died, may her soul rest in peace, is a Christian and attends one of the mega Pentecostal churches. She's been paying all her tithes because they tell you if you don't pay your tithes, you're going to hell. None of them knows what hell is like, but they're just threatening you. Now she had an accident, minor fracture of the leg. She bled until she died. And this young man here, Sheyi Law, is now calling the Ondo State governor to help. But when we agitate and we say to them, we are agitating because we want everybody to be free, they don't understand it. That freedom means having good hospitals, having good roads, having good infrastructure that can support a decent living. Because nobody knows where he's going after this life. Nobody, that's the truth. You can lie to yourself all you like. That's the truth. So let's make the most of it. They said, no, we want one Nigeria. You want one darkness. From today, there's no longer one Nigeria. Somebody says, one Nigeria is the task that needs to be done. They said, one darkness is the task that needs to be done. One darkness. You are in darkness. And this is the result of darkness. When people fail to read him, sadly, this is what happens. I feel sorry for him and for his family. But that is where we are. People no longer listen very well. He insulted us. Instead of them to put money together to fight for their freedom, if we had Oduduwa, because there are learned, decent Yoruba men and women all over the world, learned. Once you say to people, go back and take care of your area, you will see that there are good people even within the darkness called Zoo. They will go back and they will build something very nice for the people. What I'm saying to this young man who is lamenting about the death of the aunties,
If you had to do the World Republic, this wouldn't have happened. That's all I have to say to him. Very, very sad. Europeans built hospitals, built homes for the poor in Africa. Instead of them to build hospitals and hospitals, they'll buy private jets. And he says, you're Antichrist. You are telling somebody who is foolish how to listen. He's telling you Antichrist. And you, anyway, their name is darkness. So how can light come when there's... Because reasoning comes with light. Enlightenment. To become enlightened. That is the meaning of the word. Enlightenment means to become enlightened. For life to come inside you. That was what they did in Italy. They started from in Florence in Italy. And Europe dominated the whole world till today. Europe is dominating. Because Europeans said we must now reason. That's what I'm trying to get Africans to do. I am trying to get Africans to reason. Once you can reason, believe you me, there's nothing you can ever achieve in this life. You can achieve anything you want. But you know how hard it is to educate an African. Very, very difficult indeed. Anytime you say you're a Nigerian, you are saying I'm a child of Satan, you're a child of darkness. If God is light, that means Satan is darkness. So anytime you say, I am a Nigerian, you're basically saying, I am a child of darkness, which means I am a child of Satan. That's what it means now. Because God is light. In 1 John 1, 5 says, God is the light. In him dwells no darkness. So when you say, I'm a Nigerian, nigger meaning darkness, meaning obscure and absurdity, pain and suffering. When you say, I am a Nigerian or Nigerian in English, it means you're a child of darkness. And once you're a child of darkness, you're no longer of God, you are now of Satan. I'm sure you're following. The whole world is at a standstill. Listen to the very simple gospel of truth. I say to all these Pentecostal pastors, the pastors, all of them, in the zoo, in the darkness, called Nigeria, that Jesus Christ himself was not a friend of the authorities because he knew how bad and hypocritical they are. He preached against the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He did. He preached against authority. He did. When you do something wrong, he will tell you to your face. But in the home of darkness, in the home of Satan. You know, people used to say, oh, if you're in Nigeria and you die, when they go to before God, they will say to God, don't put me in hell because I'm coming from one already. They didn't know that they were right. Because Nigeria is darkness. And Satan dwells only where there is darkness. So Nigeria will always be hell. It can never improve. Because your name follows you. How can your name be darkness and expect the light of God to come in? It's impossible. Impossible. Even in Quran, they acknowledge that. It is impossible. That is why this level of hatred and evil, envy and jealousy is the reason why we're in the mess we're in today. I've said it many times before. Part of the difficulties we are having is envy, greed, and jealousy. It is ingrained in a black man. It is in the DNA of a black man. It's your gene. Black. It is in them. And I want to prove it to you today. The cost of stupidity. I want you to understand the cost of stupidity. I want you to understand it. Because the world must know. The world must know the truth. And that truth will set you free. And what is that truth? Let me tell you, you and I, we are Africans. Those who are listening. I'm not talking about the white folks who are listening from all around the world. I'm talking about Africans now. Do you know that's your common sense? Not common sense, because we are very daft. Do you know our stupidity? I want to show you the cause of that stupidity. There is something I want posted. It's a clip of people being sold in Libya today. And listen to what the young man has to say about it. Do you know why this is happening? Because blacks have no shame. Your name is black. You are from Satan. Because God said in 1 John 1, 5, I am of the light. Darkness cannot dwell in me. And you're answering darkness. How do you want common sense to go into you? How can you become enlightened if you're an African accepting what the Europeans have done? Unbelievable. Listen carefully, please, to what he has to say. Listen.
Hello, guys.
Oh, it's very low. Oh, my goodness. That is too low.
What is happening today in North Africa?
It's in North Africa.
Libya.
In Libya.
Fucking African country.
An African country.
Fucking Arabs.
Arabs. Are you listening?
Yeah, I know. I'm not blind. I don't need you guys to tell me.
Listen.
They are killing Africans.
Are you listening to that? Are you listening to that? I want you to listen. Please listen again. They are selling black people. I want that very clip to be posted. I want black people to be ashamed of themselves. I want Africans to understand that they are the cause of their own problem. I want Africans to know, as long as you have refused to reason, as long as you have refused to submit to superior reasoning, your lives shall be miserable all the days of your lives, I tell you. Blacks, we don't reason very well. And this is the cost of it. Listen!
Hello, guys.
Listen.
What do you guys see here? This is not in the past. This is happening today. In North Africa.
North Africa.
Libya.
In Libya.
In a fucking African country.
Yes.
These fucking Arabs that they live in Libya, they are killing our people.
Arabs are killing us.
I know. I'm not black.
And listen carefully, and most of you are in Islam. But Arabs are killing us there. Selling us in broad daylight. Selling in broad daylight. I'm not sure anyone can accuse Israel of that. Can you? Selling, you see them, tie children. Look at the way they tie them up. These are Arabs. These are your fellow Muslims. See what they're doing to you. In the north of the zoo, in the Nigeria, called Damnable Zoological Republic. All their names are Arabic. Look at what they are doing. Can you use your Islamic influence to stop this? The answer is no. All they want is to loot, to cheat, to pillage, to burn, and to destroy. And of course, to arrest and to shoot innocent people. As a black person, don't you have shame? If you claim you are black and you have shame, go to my wall on Facebook. Mazen Namde Khan is there. It's being posted now. And look at your shame. This is the price of somebody who doesn't want to be reasonable. This is what happens to your people. I'm not saying people will care anyway. Listen.
I don't need you guys to tell me. They are killing Africans. Mm-hmm. Instead of focusing on my fucking color, focus on what's really going on.
Yes.
They are killing kids. They are raping women. They are killing men. Why? Just because they are black. And they are calling these people slaves. The N-word. Abid, which means slave, and I hear a lot of Arabs saying this.
Abid.
You fucking idiot.
Uh-huh.
This is what's really happening. This is what we should stand for. Not going on a protest and taking pictures. We should stand for our people. Our people.
The man saying this is an Arab man. Then he has conscience that you people do not have. There is no empathy. There is no concern for the plight of other people. Typical blacks. An Arab made a clip. Go to my wall, you will see it. In fact, I will tweet it later on as well. You will see it there. Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me. An Arab man who is angry with the selling and the dehumanization of black people is asking us to wake up, and the funny thing is that nothing will happen unless IPOB takes it up. Nothing will happen. And then anyway, but we are black now, so there's no light in us, so we cannot see good. We cannot rise up to try and do good because we are black already. Hey, so good. Black slave mentality at its best. As they are selling black people in Libya and dehumanizing us, other people are in the zoo praying for Nigeria to be one. Now praying for darkness to be one. Because Nigeria means darkness. Whereas they are selling us in Libya. BBC will not report it. None of the major news outlets will report it in Africa. Because they don't see us as human beings. It's very, very painful all the same. Very, very painful. I want you to see what is happening in other parts of the city.
I love Jesus.
We are therefore ending this
listen
days of prayer and fasting on the upbeat note with thanksgiving to God.
They called Muslims, they called everybody. Look at them the way they have posted this video, please, from Nigeria. I thank them for this video. Look at them, Archbishop, Bishop, Emeritus, everybody's there. They don't care about you or I. All they care about is their private jet and we're getting tight and offering on Sunday. These are people carrying the Bible. They have not read 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. They don't know the meaning of the name Nigeria, Nigeria. They don't have no idea. And Nigeria means darkness, Satan. And they are claiming they are worshiping God. Listen to their prayer, please.
Answers to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We give God all the praise.
Yes.
We thank Him for the success of the program and for all those who came together from all over the country to join their faith with ours.
To join their faith, which means Muslims as well. Have you noticed? He's a Christian praying. Maybe he's a cardinal. I can see the thing on you know, this there are bishops. This is, I'm not going to know everyone can be a bishop now. Do you see this man praying all of a sudden? Because Muslims are there. He no longer said Jesus. He no longer said we give thanks to Jesus. He's not thanks to God. Because all of them there, including traditional native doctor, including Islam and himself, they all believe in God. Do you see how things work? Oh dear. Listen.
We thank God for those
that not Jesus, though. Oh, he's not God. He knows. But when he goes back to his church, he starts doing rubbish about Jesus. So that Jesus has been here. Everybody goes back now because everybody cannot hear believes in God. I said everybody. The native doctor, the imam, and they themselves, who are the pastors, everybody at least all believes in God, and that's why he's calling God.
From their homes, we thank them for their contribution to help us to create a network of prayer that blanketed the land. We appreciate God, our Creator. For all those that responded to the prompting in their heart to embrace peace and genuinely making effort to make others tread the path of peace. We thank God for the grace that He has given us for the past 40 days to fast and to pray for our nation. We will not stop in praying. Our desire is that quarterly, by the grace of God, we shall always gather here again to pray until peace, unity, and security is restored in this nation. I want you to know from the depth of my heart, I have a strong conviction that the glory of this nation shall be restored. Nigeria will be great again. We pray for our brothers and sisters that are not in this country, wherever they are. Let's come back together. Let's build this nation. This nation is a
good nation. You are the brothers and the sisters. Come back and build one giant blue darkness together with them. All of a sudden, no more in the name of Jesus Christ. It's all about God. Everybody is now God. Do you see hypocrites? Do you see that they are hypocrites? Hey, they have shot me down again. Have they? They have. They have shot us down again. Unbelievable, these people. These people are crazy. They are crazy. Facebook, we are getting. Any time I'm in the group, I'm in the rhythm. Every time when I'm in the groove, they always find a way to shut us down. Facebook does it all the time. All the time. No more Jesus. Jesus is now God. Everybody now loves God. That is what I've been telling you from day one. Monotheism. Only one God in heaven. One indivisible God in heaven. He said, they are now ashamed. They are praying the way it's supposed to be, isn't it?
the way it's supposed to be. We are going back to Facebook, of course we are going back. Who is going to stop us? We are back on Facebook, we are back. Live and direct. If they kick you out, you rejoin. They are now praying in the name of God. No longer Jesus, in the name of God. Is a bishop praying? Or should I say Archbishop Emeritus? Going back to pray the same way that Jesus Christ used to pray. Jesus never prayed to himself. Jesus never closed any prayer by saying in Jesus' name. Never. Never. He cannot pray to himself. He prayed to God Almighty. And that is the truth. You may not like it, but it is the truth. Forget about the twisting of every word. That is the truth. Rabbi, teach us how to pray. Or should I say teacher or master, show us how to pray. And he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, for now, forever and ever. Amen. Not in Jesus' name. That was Jesus praying, and you're a Christian. You swore to follow the footsteps of Christ. Follow his footsteps. That was what you said. I will follow your footsteps. So where you got your own prayer from, only God knows. I have no idea. Now, this is the funniest thing. Everybody believes in God. Everybody. Everybody. A man, a native doctor, and archbishop. And now he prayed like a sensible human being and gave God all the glory. Now you see that? The one thing about us is that God has a way of always coming to us and giving us revelation that other people cannot see. They're not praying. I am telling you that they messed up. All they are praying for togetherness, unity, oneness. When the terrorists killing you, bandits are killing you, police are killing you, army are killing you, there is no president. You are praying for unity. What type of people are they? Because all they care about is that. Because they know that should be not true. When the zoo breaks up, the zoo, the darkness calls Nigeria. That people will become so sensible. They think that once we go as Biafrans, that everybody will convert to Judaism in Biafra land. And I keep saying to them, there is no conversion into anything. If you want to go and worship a pigeon, not that pigeon, you can go and worship your pigeon. That is your business. We are going to build a civilized nation. You can worship. If you like to worship a snake, that is your business. Nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. Who you worship and how you worship them is your business. But there will be no hypocrisy. We will not tolerate hypocrisy in the blessed land of Biafra. That is the fact. That is the fact. We are preaching this very gospel. And we must continue to do so. Satan is panicking. Everywhere Satan is panicking. There is another clip I want to play for those who are willing to listen about black people. In this KOG, black. And I also want that video posted, please. About black people. So you understand who we are and why we are in one almighty mess. One almighty mess, I assure you. One almighty mess, indeed. Black people. One almighty mess. What we are here to do is to preach the truth. You may not like it, but it is the truth. And that we must preach. People are in ignorance, wallowing in ignorance. You try to beat them, say, you're Antichrist. You don't want to learn. That's why they're telling you in Libya. This man was very upset. He's a pastor again. I want you to listen to him preach. This is what I call preaching, not all that nonsense. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bring your tithe and offering. Come on, so sweet. Come on, what are you? Rubbish. All your superstitious mumbo jumbo is not for us. I don't believe in that garbage. I believe in the truth. And listen to a man, a genuine man of God, preach the truth. And you'll be shocked what he has to say. I thought I was alone before. Now listen. Listen. Very carefully, please. Listen. Listen.
You niggas are crazy.
Listen.
Black people. Let me tell y'all something.
You're black people.
You said preach again. They can kill me tomorrow. Let me tell you something. We're not going to ever get anywhere until we look into the mind of a black man. He doesn't think correctly. I don't care what he is. He can be a doctor. He can be an astrophysicist.
A black man doesn't think properly. Are you listening? Are you people listening? A black man cannot reason properly. That is what the preacher is saying. A black man cannot reason properly. Cannot reason properly. That's what he's saying. He's a preacher in America. Put it, let him hear it. Listen to it. You're telling a black man something, and they are getting upset. You're educating them. My brother, my sister, these views you're holding cannot get you anywhere. And they're upset. They're upset. For listening to the truth, they're upset. Oh dear. I want this man to preach. Please, preach to me. I'm listening. Preach. Listen. Listen.
What's wrong with you voting for Barack Obama? What's wrong with you?
Barack Obama, what's wrong with you? Barack Obama.
What's wrong with y'all?
What's wrong with all of
you? Niggas are crazy.
You niggas are crazy. He's a black man.
Let me tell y'all something. You don't black know if you can say preach again. They can kill me tomorrow. Let me tell you something.
Nobody will kill
you. We're not going to ever get anywhere until we look into the mind of a black man. He doesn't think correctly. I don't care what he is. He can be a doctor. He can be an astrophysicist. The nigga ain't got no sense.
No sense. Black man doesn't reason.
You talk to him. You talk to a black
doctor,
man.
Doctor, lawyer, probably.
He doesn't understand the world.
No, no, no.
He's never built anything. The most the black people have ever done, they did it here in America under white people's help.
Blacks are surviving in America based on white people's patronage. We were taken to America by force. We didn't go there. Until a black man can look himself in the mirror and say, I am a failure, they will never change. Black people, we are failures. We have failed ourselves. We have failed our children. And that is the truth. Look yourself in the mirror. That is how you change. This is a black man preaching. Not a white man. And the man is crying. Crying. Shedding tears. A gentleman of God. Telling you the truth. That is some of you don't want to hear. Listen.
When they went to Africa, they didn't do nothing.
We did nothing.
Black people had Africa. That big old continent over there. They never built one boat that was seaworthy. Not one. There's not one monument in Africa, in all of Africa. I know you're talking about Egypt. Egypt is not Africa.
It wasn't. You're right.
There are no great cities that were built.
Nothing.
Even before the first colonization of white people coming to the shores of Africa or the slave ship. Black men built nothing.
We built nothing. Nothing. That the eye can see now. Forget about ancient history. Forget that. Forget all that. As they will say in the zoo, I get them before my property. We used to. Is that your property? We're talking about now. What the eyes can see. What the hands can touch. Nothing. Black man is a failure. Obama was a failure. It doesn't matter how rich you are. Until we can organize ourselves in a society, be able to provide for our needs. Until that happens, we are animals. You are nothing. Dress it anyhow you like. Steal as much money as you like. Buy as many private jets as you like. You are still an animal. You are still a nigger. Because you don't judge a man by his worth alone, you judge him by the value of the society that he comes from. That is why the love of your nation is the greatest love in this whole world. Because you are the sum of your nation. You are the embodiment of your nation. That is why you carry a passport with you. Once you carry a passport, the nationality that you're tendering is who you are. We have nothing in Africa to be proud of. People protest and they arrest them, they shoot them, they lock them up. Judges have no conscience. Lawyers have no conscience. Doctors have no conscience. Teachers have no conscience. And their politicians are even worse.
and you're telling me you're human beings? Of course you're not. If nobody would tell you, not me, and I'm the kind that will tell you to your face. You are nothing but a used tissue paper until you change. And that change comes from recognizing that there is a problem. That problem is oppression. That problem is suppression. That problem is tyranny of black man against fellow blacks. That problem is kleptomania. That problem is apathy. That problem is religion. Unless today you have decided that forever and ever we are going to be slaves in this life. We can be sold in Libya, raped in Tunisia, slaughtered in Morocco, then fine by me. But if you are pained by what is happening, if you don't want to listen to me, listen to this preacher and change. Everything we say is all about for you to change for the better. For you to change for the better. That for some of us, our children can at least experience what it means to have a decent life. For how long are we going to go on crawling and begging? For how long are we going to go on supporting mediocrity? Please, listen. Listen.
No sewer system.
No sewer system.
No houses.
Let me say something about sewage. Do you know toilets you go to and flush? The Romans had it over 3,000 years ago. So you're telling me now that what the Romans had 3,000 years ago, today in Africa, we don't have it. People have stuck away. You build your mansion and you go and dig a hole in the ground somewhere at the back of the yard. That contaminates the water table. So when you drink the water from your borehole, you get typhoid. Now some of you may survive, but few of you will die. And you don't know. And you claim you're intelligent, but you know nothing. Ordinary sewage system, you cannot build. Because all you believe in are things you can see with your two eyes. Because you are dumb. You don't know that what goes under the ground is what supports what the life that is lived on top of it. Sewage system is important. And let me tell you one funny thing. Had the zoo Nigeria started constructing a sewage system from 1960, by now they should be building it. A sewage system takes 76 years to complete. That's why I said Biafra will be built for 75 years. At least our children and grandchildren will start having fun before they complete it. Some of you don't know what a sewage system means. You don't know what it means. That is why you don't have pipe-borne water. Because you don't have any treatment plants. You don't have water works. People all over the world, they have all these things. But in Africa, it doesn't exist. Because we are foolish. Very foolish. That's the truth. Before God and man, we are. That is why somebody will see you, when they're telling them the truth, they say you are insulting my religion. Because that person is black. Feel sorry for the dumb fool. Because they know nothing. Listen. Please, listen.
Of one level, and none of them made out of stone, all of them made out of grass and wood. Black men, before the white man ever got to Africa, the worst thing that could ever happen to South Africa was when they gave it to Nelson Mandela and black folk. That was a great nation. Now, notwithstanding apartheid was wrong, we all know it.
Of course, South Africa is beautiful. Who doesn't know that? And who made South Africa beautiful is not the black people, it's the whites. And the funny thing is that since the whites left, gave power to Mandela, gave power to Thabo Mbeki, gave power to, what's his name, Zuma, and now Ramaphosa, go and see South Africa. It's bringing back the way of all other black nations. The only one bucking the trend is Rwanda to an extent. But we only know when Kagame leaves office. If his predecessor continues where he left off, all well and good. That's Africa for you. Are you telling me today that should white people come back to colonize that things will be better? Is that what you're telling me? Should Europeans go back to Africa to say, we want to recolonize you? Are you telling me that you won't have light? You know you have light. You don't have running water. But why is it that when you're left alone to do all these things, you cannot do them? Because of your name. You are darkness. You are of the devil. You are obscure. You are terrible. You are Satan. You are Lucifer. And God is light.
I
I'm against it. There should have been some other resolution, though, than turning it over to Nelson Mandela. Disease, AIDS, and crime is running wild in Johannesburg. They're killing one another over there. They're dying of sickness. The government is mismanaged. The people who ran the nation are now leaving the nation because black folk don't know how to run no nation.
He's crying. Black folks, black people, look at this dude called Nigeria. You put in a man who is senseless. The Yorubas are educated. Most of them are. You have professors. They elected. That is what happened with the election of Buhari in 2015. Of course, is the to God be the glory because we are going home. Biafra is going as a result of that. But people with their professorship and everything sat down and decided to put into office a man that doesn't have standard 6 certificate. Isn't that amazing? So sometimes I sit down and I wonder and ask myself, why do black people always think upside down or reason upside down? I don't get it. Here you have, Yorubas actually understand that only in Oduduwa will they have the type of nation that they want or they deserve. We are learned people will be in charge of a nation and build it. But for some reason, the same intelligent people you have in Yoruba land are saying that they want to remain in Nigeria. I don't understand it. They also know that you don't need natural resources to be able to survive as a nation, but they want to be in one Nigeria. These are the sort of reasoning that I find astonishing. Quite frankly, I don't understand it. No, I don't. I don't want this man to scream anymore. I think he's said enough. There's something wrong with us. And that is what we're trying to change here. That is what we have come to change. That was why Boris Johnson wrote many years ago that colonialism in Africa should never have ended because of the way we behave. That was why they made us slaves. Look at us now. They came and they took us as slaves. We said nothing. We did nothing. We didn't fight back. Now they're selling us in Libya, in the open market. We are not fighting back. Nobody's even talking about it. You have churches. All of this tithe and offering, they do nothing afterwards. It's a Yoruba man who is in Facebook. Yoruba is working in Facebook in Lagos. They are the ones removing people, stopping people from listening to me. They are black people. They are black people. That is how horrible and terrible we are. Honestly speaking, I feel sorry for our people. I want also to digress a little bit this evening and continue to prove what I have always said before. Because here, after a while, for some reason, all the evidence that we require and need always come to us. And as I said to Facebook, if you like, move it to one person, I will preach. If you let it be zero, I'll continue preaching. I want people to understand that we have proof of the migration of people from the land of Israel into Biafra land. Because today we are on a religious theme, so to speak. I want anybody with the Bible to please go to the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 10. Zephaniah, Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 10. It's in the Bible. Everything I tell is in the Bible, for goodness sake. So when people talk rubbish about Judaism, they want to come. I say because you're blind, you're not educated, you're not learned, you know nothing. If you come, I will school you. And that is where I'm going into the Bible. I'm not stretching too far. Just go to the Bible, the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 10. And what does it say? From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, even the daughter of my dispersed shall bring me offering. So says the Lord of hosts. From the Bible. What did they say? Zephaniah 3:10. From beyond. Once you go past Ethiopia, you will see my people there. And who are those people, I ask? Who are in upper Ethiopia? Who are they? Who are those people? Please, can you publish the first map, please? So when I'm talking, when I'm speaking, I will be justified. Publish the first man, please. Publish it. You will see the dark lands, the Negro land of Sudan. Negro land. We were never called Negro people. We were always Guinea. Now listen, in that first map, can you see Ethiopia? In that first map? And after Ethiopia, which is the next kingdom? Which is the next kingdom after Ethiopia? It is Biafra. I refer you back to the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah said after Ethiopia. My people are there. And I have this map. And I'm publishing this map. And in this map, after Ethiopia, where is next? According to the Bible, it's Biafra. They call it Biafra then. From where we are coming from, in the Biafra region. Oh, my goodness. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. What? Publish all the maps, please, that they may say it. And I want to see the map where it says very clearly. In the third map, you will see. You will see 1, 2, 3. In the third map, you will see published. If you look at it very well, again, after Ethiopia, you will see Biafra, B-I-F-A-F-R-A. The name of my own village. Afara, where I come from. Biafra. And you will see Regnum. Biafra, Regnum means the kingdom of Biafra. Once again, nobody could have named us Biafra because it's the kingdom. You can't name a kingdom. You can name a people as Florashaw named you Niger. Nigerians. It cannot be a kingdom. There is no way for ourselves to have named the new kingdom, or named or your kingdom, or named the sultanate in Sokoto, or named any other kingdom. They can give you a beautiful name. But here it is proven. In the third map, you will see Bea Afara, Afara, the calling of Afara, come. That's in the word in Hebrew, Beth, which means come. I'll go into that later on. Bea Afara, Regnum. Regnum means kingdom. It's Latin. After Ethiopia was Biafra, the kingdom of Biafra, according to the book of Zephaniah. And don't they not, people who didn't go to school, they want to challenge me. They're not going to work. They don't know how to research. They know nothing. And you challenge me. Oh, my goodness. Publish all the maps, please, that the world may know who we are and where we are coming from. And then the name changed again to Biafra, which is what we're bearing today. In that logical order. In sequence. Tupara can go see a big other. I wish I can get hold of one that is G.O. one day. Mbayako. I will skin the idiot alive in public. This is who we are. In the Bible, in the Holy Book, you carry every day and you go to people who came from Islam. To preach you the word of God. And I told you, you are the light. God said you are the light. You are Biafra. You are the light. I sent you there for a reason. And I have shown you in the Holy Book, in the Bible, that God said I sent you there. And I've proven it to you. What else do you want? Let me close this. I'm getting upset. Let me close this program. Close it. How can you be a child of light? And you call yourself a Nigerian. I'm a Nigerian. Darkness bringing curse upon yourself. Tell me any other people that is mentioned apart from Ethiopia. Tell me another that is mentioned here. The book of Zephaniah did not say Ethiopia. He said beyond Ethiopia. The book of Zephaniah said beyond Ethiopia. Which is the Afar region. Beyond Ethiopia, that's what it said. And I have the map to prove it. Look at Ethiopia, look at the kingdom of Biafra. Your people are still talking rubbish, talking nonsense. You're not going to have a war. Illiterate, claiming the intellectuals. Elohim sent them today. You didn't come on air. I will still leave the option open on Sunday. If you're ready, you come. So I can destroy you live on air. Go. Go to the book of Zephaniah for goodness sake. Zephaniah 3:10. From beyond. Agape, once you go past Ethiopia, from beyond Ethiopia, I have planted you there, Ghana Scotland. I have planted you there.
In the King James Version.
I have planted you there. And your children will come to Jerusalem. They bring me praise and honor because I am the creator of the universe. People are talking in jazz every blessed day. Hey, Judaism. You want Judaism to take over? I have shown you where I am in the Bible. Show me your own. I have shown you what I am in the Bible. And bearing the name of my village, Afara, A-S-A-R-A. Afara is there. In the ancient maps, your people are talking rubbish. People didn't go to school. Why do you think I feel successful? Because you only worship God and not. That's all. And he said, worship me and you see what I'll do. Before you, I will destroy your enemies. Have they not been destroyed? Or you want me to give away the secret? As the message I received, you want me to give it, to say it loud on air? So our enemies will know? So that darkness will know what light is doing? Because we are the light. Now that we have started, the Jew cannot stop us because they are darkness. And darkness cannot defeat light. Ethiopia is light. The Jew, Nigeria, is darkness. And darkness cannot defeat light. So there is no way from now till the kingdom come. Instead, we destroy the Jew completely. Ask them in Asherok what they're passing through. And they'll tell you. They'll tell you that. Zephaniah 3:10, when next an idiot comes around, we're talking rubbish. About Judaism, this is your Biafra. Tell the idiot, if he's a Christian, tell the fool to go to Zephaniah 3:10. And he showed him the map. If you're that preacher, you say niggas don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. Even if you teach them sometimes, they can't reason. Can't reason very well. Think I'm here to massage the ego of idiots. I'm here to preach the gospel. I'm directed by Elohim. That is who we are, the children of light. If you don't like it, then now let me show you how the children of darkness listen. I want to show you. You are in Nigeria. Let's talk about Nigeria. For me, these are people that went to school. That is what. Why I am upset with Yoruba is because they are learning. They went to school. Why don't you apply what you have read? How can you go to school, you come out, and you support a place like Nigeria? How is that possible? I want to play something for you. Listen very carefully, please. Those you are with. Those are in your useless one Nigeria with. Listen to them. Pedophiles, 6-year-olds, that are impregnating 6-year-old children in the north. These are the bastards you want to be with in the same country. Listen to them. Listen very carefully, please. Listen. Listen. Polygamy.
The discussion continued. It wasn't confined to polygamy.
Listen.
The scholars went on to talk about the age at which girls should marry.
In the sense that it generates diseases, Islam insists on early marriage so that
early marriage.
To be responsible members of the society. You can marry as old as early as 7 years old.
7 years old. 7 years old, there is mass rape of little girls happening in the northern part of Nigeria, Nigeria. 7 years old child, baby, barely walking. They are raping them in the north, in the name of Islam. That the prophet told them to marry 6 year old girls. They are raping little children. Little girls of 6 years old. What sort of evil people are these? You are in the same country with them. These are the ones your daddy G.O. is telling you, you are all one Nigerians. You are telling me in Biafra land, once you touch a child that is less than 18 years old, or let's say 16 or 17, after secondary school, say you are going to marry or what, it is statutory rape. You will be in jail. You will go to prison. 6 years. Hi. And you're telling me you're a Nigerian? No wonder they say Satan is black. No wonder Satan is black. No wonder. Hey! Hey, Awe man. No wonder. No wonder.
Experts say there is no authority for this doctrine in the Quran, so we wanted to make sure they really endorse this view of child marriage.
So are you saying that you think that little girls as young as six are ready for sexual relations with their husbands, if the husband so chooses?
Exactly. I can give you many anecdotes which are stipulated that. There's nothing wrong.
They're shutting us down. All my systems are going on.
Happening in the northern.
Unbelievable. What is going on? What is going on? Are they shutting us down or what? I can't understand these people. What is happening? I don't understand. I do not understand. But you have heard it from the northern part of the Zoological Republic called Nigeria. You've heard from them. As young as six, you can be raped and you can die in the process. Nobody gives a damn. It is Nigeria. That is, according to them, that is what the Quran said. Can't you see that we are not the same people? We are not the same people and we can never be. It is better for us to be good neighbors than bad brothers. Even Abraham and Lot, in the Quran is there. In the Bible is there. Abraham said, instead of that to be a problem, we cut it into two. You go to the doctor, get your GOs and all the criminal pastors. They see all those things and they will say, no, stay in one Nigeria. In one Nigeria, where we come from, you only marry one wife. At least in this modern age, where you are, you marry 8, 9, 10. Where we are, a 6-year-old girl is just a baby. Where you are, a 6-year-old can be a mother. Are you not evil? So at the age of 7, 8, they have started giving birth. You people are evil. No wonder. When you rape a girl and she gives birth to a child, that child becomes evil and very wicked. That's why you people have 7 terror groups in the north. Because your mothers are not human beings anymore. Once you start raping a girl at the age of 6, it's over now. To the point of getting her pregnant, she'll give birth at the age of 7 or 8. You people are just horrible, horrible beasts, I'm telling you. And you want me to be, that is the type of country that the bishop is praying. Let's have peace with our brothers that are abroad. Let's have peace. You can now understand why the zoo should not exist. Why it shouldn't exist. Somebody said they've been trying to log in to my manda. He's saying, Chiboy, Chimamanda Chiboy, good news. He's saying, they are shooting us down. I have been trying to log in. They are not allowing me on Facebook. They are not allowing me. Because we are preaching the truth. Because we are preaching the truth. They can't understand it. That was after this. Before I finish this program, you see it everywhere on MP3. And we keep repeating it, of course. Now, let us understand who these people are. And for you zoo animals, I want to give you your real name. I came across this, I think it's quite hilarious, honestly speaking. I'm sure some of you have seen it. But as usual, black people. It goes into one ear, it goes out of the other. You don't make use of anything at all. Everything is comedy, everything is a joke. That is why they're selling us today in Libya. And we're doing nothing about it. Every time they tell us in America, it's Black Lives Matter. Without Africa being strong, every black man in the world is as useless as the nearest rubbish bin. Let's put it that way. Listen, please. Let's see if you hear this.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Listen.
Okay. I live in Nigeria. You know that? I'm black American.
You're a Nigerian.
Yeah, I'm in Nigeria.
You're Nigerian?
Nigerian.
Yeah, Nigerian.
Yeah, Nigerian.
Nigerian. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah, you so.
Nigerian. It means, you know, people don't, you know, they use it in English, Nigerian. No, your real name is Nigerian. You're a nigger. That's it, Nigerian. This young American girl is telling a zoo baboon, you're a Nigerian. Nigerian, that's your real name. You're a nigger. Darkness. Yeah, I'm from Niger Delta. Niger Delta, that's where you come from. You are as dark as Satan. Niger Delta, that's who you are. You're a Nigerian. Or Niger Delta, as the case may be. Do you hear that? Funny enough, that is a name that has been banned all over Europe. If you go, and in America, if you go to Canada, you call anybody a nigger, you're going to prison. You go to UK, you call anybody, hey, nigger, come, you're finished. They'll call police for racial assault, and you're gone. But that is the name of a country in Africa. Nigerian. And they are very proud. I'm not claiming that black man, no. Are you telling me in this church you said, good number, are you okay at all? Black people, are you normal in the brain? Are you sure you're okay? Another will say, he's insulting us. Because of that, you know black people. But they're clinging in America, but you still go there. Hey, black people. Very, very funny. At the time, it was appearing as if all hopes have been lost. Something happened 2 days ago that struck me that what we are doing is actually yielding positive results. You will be amazed as to what is happening in the north. This is a news that I got. I couldn't believe, and when I saw it, I was thinking, am I reading this thing correctly? Are you sure I am right in what I'm seeing? Are you sure that those that wrote the headline didn't make a mistake? All these, you know, multiple questions kept playing on my mind until I discovered that it's actually true. That the authors of this very piece knew what they were doing. And what is that thing? Insecurity, that's the headline, insecurity. Full colon. Then, indigenous people of Katsina demand state of emergency. That was the protest that went on yesterday. That resulted in the arrest of the young man today. Do you know what they call themselves? Indigenous people of Katsina. For the first time in the history of the zoo, those who own the land are rising up in the north. Because in Katsina, there are many people there. Not just Hausa. There are other minority people there as well. And you will be shocked. They have now risen up to say, we are the indigenous people. Fulani, you are usurpers. But let me tell Fulani, if you don't call me very, very soon to negotiate a peaceful exit for Biafra, you will lose Sokoto as well. There will be no Fulani MN in the north. We command the airwaves. There will be no Fulani MNs in the north. Very soon I'll get an interpreter in Hausa language and Fulbe. So as I'm talking, I'll behave like Pentecostal criminal pastors. As I'm talking, somebody's interpreting. I will carry this message into every home in the north. I'm telling you the truth. I am telling you that Fulani Emirates will crumble. Let them be assured. Now they have risen up. That's not one that arrested him. Indigenous people of Castilla. Do you see how far we have gone? Somebody say, but what have you done? If not for any other thing. Can't you see? People are now learning. Insecurity. Google it. Insecurity. Indigenous people of Castilla demand state of emergency. And how do I know that this is true? I'm about to shock you. How do I know it is true? How do we know that this is true? How do we know it is true? Listen to this, please. To see the work we are doing. They said it to me. They said, make sure that Nnamdi Kanu receives this. And let me play what was sent to me. Listen.
Good afternoon to you all. My name is Pastor Isidorus Abuzama.
Listen.
I am from Gombe State.
Gombe.
I'm a supporter of Biafra. I'm a supporter of Middle Belt. I'm a supporter to every developmental process that will bring the unity of the entire region that have felt they have this political ideology to belong to oneness for their own benefits.
Yes.
Let me tell you the truth and the fact of everything. There is no way the northern Muslims can allow a united Nigeria to stand. Their aim at always is how to dominate. Their aim is how to bring down every other tribe and every other religion under the umbrella of Islam. Having Fulani people championing its cause as well as championing its leadership. That is totally unacceptable. And I want you to know very well that even in the north, the Hausa people are still the minority. Because we all speak Hausa, our forefathers have made the mistake of allowing Hausa to come into our communities. In the entire northeast, we have all our tribes. I am a Tera man, not a Hausa man. The fact that I'm from Gombe State, there is no any Hausa local government in Gombe State. In the entire northeast, go to the north central. There is no any Hausa land there. Hausa land is only available in the northwest. And even in the northwest, there are Zulu people, there are other tribes, there are not Hausa people. So let us not be deceived. It's not all the northerners that are Hausas. And I want you to understand something clearly. The country's political history reveals this area of dilution that has been characterized by religious crisis and corruption, lack of accountability and abuse of public office, cutthroat struggle within the monopoly to ensure power and legitimacy, marginalization of disadvantaged cultural regional groups, and the pre-vandalization of power within the political process. That's why the cumulative effects of all of these maladies does not only provide basis for political instability, but it also retards the prospect for rapid socio-economic development. And as such, people became destitutely poor, objectively poor, and even living beyond the zero major level of poverty. Yet we have leaders that are perpetrating evil through the means of religion, through the means of ethnicity, as well as empowering certain group of people over another. This nonsense must stop. I'm in support of Biafran state. I'm in support that this country must be separated. As far as I'm concerned, I've never felt I'm part of the North. It has never been in my thinking. It has never been in my ideology. It has never been in my thoughts. It has never been in any of my aspirations, politically or what have you. We are living with people that no matter how you try to please them, you cannot please them. Jonathan tried to please them. Jonathan did everything from his appointment, everything. He gave them juicy positions, gave them money, gave them everything. They disappointed him. There is nothing you can do to these people to appease them. There is nothing you can do to make them think like you. There is nothing you can do. No matter how educated and civilized they are, the religion has already turned them upside down that they cannot do otherwise, much more than what it has already been stipulated in their religion. We should stop deceiving ourselves that we are going to live in a united Nigeria. There's nothing called united in this country. It will never be. There is no way. And according to the voice and the statement by Netanyahu, the president of Israel, the prime minister of Israel, he said, you can only live in peace with people who want to live in peace with you. So you see, there is no way you will try to start thinking of promoting peace with people who there is no any form of peace in their attitude, in their character, neither before, nor now, nor even in the future. They cannot compromise it. That is their way of life. That is their thinking. That is their morality. That is their concept. That is everything that constitutes their lives. That is who they stand for. They cannot change from that. So why must we waste our time about uniting Nigeria? Nigeria cannot be united. It can never be. The only thing that is left for this country, if it is going to be possible, let this country be separated according to all tribes or according to political views. If the Biafran people think, let us go alone, let them go. If the Biafran people want to stay together with the Niger Deltans, let them go together. If they agree, let them live together. The Middle Belt, all of us will come together, the Middle Belt, especially the Christian communities in the North, will come and form our Middle Belt. Let the North go and form itself. The Kanuri people don't like Hausa people. There's no way they can live together with them. And they may not be part of us in the Middle Belt. They can form their own Kanuri land. Everybody as long as you felt you cannot belong to social group of people, you have the right, you have the, it is your own. Let me tell you, there is three types of sovereignty. There is the sovereignty of the constitution, meaning nobody is above the law. There is sovereignty of the state, meaning the country is independent without external control. Then there is sovereignty of the people, and which is the strongest, because the will of the people must always be attained. It is the people that make the constitution. It is the people that desire independence to be independent. Therefore, the people can also desire that we want to be like this. This is how we want to be, and the people or the right, the choices of the people must always be attained. Therefore, let us not be deceived. You as the people, you have the right to decide for what you want for yourself. I am not happy with the way things are going on. We have people in the Igbo land who are their leaders, who are their elders, who are top government officials, but they are not helping matters. They are not helping matters at all because of what they get in their own pockets and their families. And I want you to know this. The Lord God Almighty that have called us into this service, the Lord God Almighty will raise a deliverer. The Lord God Almighty will raise a deliverer. Somebody that will stand to defend the cause of the gospel. Somebody that will stand to fight for the children of God. Somebody that will stand to fight for our rights. It is not the will of God for his people to be punished. It is not the will of God for his people to be massacred. It is not the will of God for people to suffer. It is entirely not the will of God for us to pass through hardship. It is the will of God that we live as kings. It is the will of God that we enjoy every privilege. It is the will of God that we enjoy everything that the Lord God Almighty has given to us. He said we should take dominion. He said we should multiply. He said we should replenish the earth. He said we should take everything under that he has created to control them, to command them at our own will. So why must some people come and subject us under any form of control? It cannot be. It is too much. We have suffered becoming second citizens in our own land, in our own modern land. It can never be like that. Enough is enough. And I'm so happy that you people are rising to the consciousness of your political determination. I'm happy that you people are becoming conscious of your political future. I'm happy that you people are becoming conscious of the future of your children, the future of your great-grandchildren. We need to rise up now. The time is now for us to begin to set the face for our future. The time is now. Let's take all that it could to put the pains together. No matter if we are to pay with our blood, we need to pay it with our blood. We need to take what belongs to us. It is time. Enough is enough. Thank you.
Did you hear that? Not me, oh. You know, when we do our research and we bring it to the knowledge of the people, some complain. I told you earlier that everybody is listening. It is not just the Fulanis who are in the north, and of course not the Hausas. They're even the minority. Do you know that the Christians in the north actually outnumber the Muslims? Are you aware of that? Do you know that the Muslims in the north are not actually a minority? Do you know that? He's proving it now. He mentioned his name, called Terry the pastor. And he went on to lecture us. And I have learned from him. He sent it in and said it should be given to me. And I played it so that the world can hear. I said to Fulani, you will lose your emirate. I'm telling you the truth. You will lose it in the north. Keep delaying. You know who we are. Everything we do is ordained by God in heaven. That is why this gospel will keep sinking in. Sinking in. Sink every blessed day. And I say also certainly, the same way the daddy GOs, the criminal ones are behaving, is how the Zoo is behaving. Very stubborn. Buying private jets and doing as they please. One day they will go to that 10,000 seat auditorium, they won't see anybody there. Do you know why? Because people are very logical. As a human being, one day you will reason, one day you will think. And then they will know it. Today, the churches are empty in the whole world. Go and check now. In the West, who goes to church in Europe? Only when they are doing wedding, when they are dead. That's all. It's going to happen to all of you. Right now is the time for freedom. We are in the age of freedom. I support people to rise. I want freedom for not just for Biafra, I say for everybody. If you want to be autonomous by street, let it be so. I want people to be free. And they're going to be free. And when you're not free, what happens to you? People cry. They complain, and in Katsina, the governor is lamenting. I have failed my people. And as this woman you will hear now will tell you, things have fallen apart. Listen, please.
Lady Week, my husband's niece, who had joined us in Akure with the hope of traveling with us to Lagos. The driver accountant maintained a normal speed. He drove professionally.
Mm-hmm.
That gave me a lot of comfort, and I felt I could find some time to sleep a bit.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was next to me. She was just 9.
The Yoruba woman, no?
9 years old. She was coming to Nigeria for me, with me for the second time.
She's crying.
Shortly after Ijare Junction, the driver felt the wagon's tires rupture and decided to park the car with the hope of changing the tires. It was like a film in a jiffy. Motley crowd of armed men in military uniform came out of the bush. They fired at the boot of the car. Ahead of us, 5 of them came out of the bush. Another 2 came from the rear. My daughter screamed, "Mommy, Daddy, what's going on?" There was no time to say a word. They marched us through into the bush, firing into the sky. They hit me on my chest, hit my daughter on her head. Blood oozed. At this time, it was better to kill me. I shouted at one of the armed men. His response was hell. He went straight for my private part, tore my dress with his gun. The others ripped my dresses. I was left with my undies. My husband and my daughter started crying.
Are you hearing it, Yoruba? One Nigeria, Yoruba? Yoruba, are you listening? You're one Nigeria. This is your daughter. This is your mother from Yoruba land. This is what, as you people are foolishly talking rubbish, to 2013-1993, 2015-1956, your mothers are being raped by Fulani bastards, Janjaweed, in your land. She's crying and I feel very bad. I feel terrible. But the blame for this woman's ordeal lies squarely with the so-called Yoruba intelligentsia. You people, you know nothing. Your brains are empty. You're daft. You go into the library, you cram English, you come out, we talking rubbish. Your brains are empty. Your mothers are being raped. Your daughters are being raped. She's crying. Please pause this video. And title it Yoruba woman crying. Yoruba woman raped by Fulani Janjaweed in Yoruba land. That I wanted to be the title on my page. Write it. Yoruba, she's crying. But we are black. Her ordeal doesn't really mean anything to us. You know, we are immune. Because some of us are still satanic. We are just immune to evil. We love evil. Yoruba is busy talking rubbish. Pure rubbish. Collecting tithe every week. Buying a private jet. Talking nonsense. One Nigeria. Your mothers are being raped. Your mothers are being raped. I'm a take. Look, they are being raped in your land. You are chasing Chinese who are doing mining. You people, you deceive yourselves. You deceive yourselves. You think I do business with the Fulani. Fulani will swallow. I told you they will swallow you. Is that started happening? They came from England, from London. They used gun to tear this woman. She's very brave. I salute her. May God bless you. Very brave woman. Yoruba, do you have shame? Yoruba, do you have shame at all? Keep supporting one Nigeria. I'm praying for one Nigeria. Pray. Look at how that pastor spoke. Hear this woman. And know that the zoo is finished. You're talking about one Nigeria because of stupid election. How many women will be raped? Yoruba, how many of your mothers will be raped before you wake up and reason? How many will be raped? I'm asking you. You think you're cheating anybody? You want to cheat an Igbo man by being in one Nigeria. You want to cheat them. They are not cheating your own mothers. Look at her. And feel ashamed of yourselves. Let's listen to her, please.
Them dug their teeth into my breast. While attending a secondary school in Adamawa, I had lived with some Fulani, so I understood a few Fulani words. I started bleeding, at least for my daughter. To my shock, at gunpoint, they removed the dress of my little girl. One of them carried her on his head as a baby, on his head as my baby struggled, shouting, "Daddy, mommy, what's going on? Help!"
Yoruba, are you listening? Yoruba, you think he's evil? Let us get that evil. Let us cheat them. This is the answer of the thing. Have you seen? Oh, God will bless this woman. All the ordeal you pass through, God will replenish you. Yoruba, have you seen that evil doesn't pay? Yoruba, have you seen that evil doesn't pay? You see all that street you people are playing, all that wayo, mago mago, let's do with Fulani. Hey, let's cheat the Igbo, let's cheat them and get maybe Niger Delta. Let's convince them, let's put division. I am ashamed for your sake. That's an Amoteke. They have Amoteke. Have you seen your mouth being wet? Every day is a stupid grammar that has no meaning. Yoruba editors, are you watching? Channel TV, the idiot in Facebook suppressing our numbers. Are you listening? This is a Yoruba woman. They are raping her and her daughter in front of her husband. In your so-called Nigeria. No media will carry it in your so-called Nigeria. One Nigeria. Oh, that idiots are praying for the union. This is why I hate those useless pastors. You see why I despise them. Oh, God. I don't even know if I can keep on playing this. Let's play it for you. About to listen. She's fine.
I could not help myself. We met for 9 hours.
9 hours.
I was half naked.
Half naked.
My daughter was totally naked.
Her daughter was naked. Rape as they are walking. Yoruba.
Was like a stream of blood on her cheeks.
Her daughter was bleeding.
Our bones had been seized. We ended up in an ungoverned region in the thick of the forest. We met a well-organized group. There were some kidnapped victims. I saw 2 women, 2 ladies and 3 men.
Mm-hmm.
There were some people with their legs chained to trees.
Mm-hmm.
They were as if half dead. We were separated. I was separated from my husband. My daughter was taken away. I only heard her screaming intermittently. I did not know what they were doing to her. These men, now about 2 dozen, had a full kitchen. They had a huge camp and a traditional medical team. How can they say they don't know where these people are?
Can I continue to play this? It's on my page if you want to see it. Yoruba media will not play this for you. Yoruba can never play this. I don't know how people can live a life of lies. Deception and lies. You keep lying to yourselves. You keep deceiving yourselves. Thinking you're cheating Biafrans. Thinking you're cheating Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB. You don't know you are cheating yourselves. Your daughter was taken. Your mother's raped. And you come out and talk about Nigeria. Let's build this country and move this country forward. Shame all of you. Shame. Now you see why I'm talking the way I do. You see why I talk the way I do? Shame on all of you. This one is very, very emotional, to be honest with you. Emotional. We have an idiot in our land as well. These are idiots. These are all of you bringing Fulani. Have you seen what they did to this Yoruba woman? They were raping her in front of her husband. They carried her daughter, raping her daughter, and took the daughter away. And that's it. And some people are bringing Fulani and giving them land. Like Opus of Emma. The day it will happen between us and Opus of Emma. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let's look and see. There is another idiot giving land to Fulani. His name is... I told you about Obunike. And they lied through their teeth. Fucking rubbish. Some of the idiots in America. Fucking nonsense. Rubbish. I'm going to the United States and I'll see them. And I'll tell them how foolish they are to their faces. Very foolish of people. That's another one, though. In Igwe City. In Igwe City. The government. Ekwebe is called. Ekwebe is called. His name is MVTA Zane. The Imche Obodo of Ekwebe. We have his telephone number 08037613474. This man brought in Fulani people into our land, gave them land, and is working for the Fulani Caliphate. 08037613474. His name is MBTA Zane, the Nche Obodo of Ekwebe. So very soon. Those of you from Igwe City, your mothers and your daughters will be raped. And maybe we'll talk about it or maybe not. as that woman in Umuere that they took her daughter in front of her till today, not to be seen again. That I want Nigeria. Let's pray for our country to move together forward. You people are a disgrace. When the time comes, all these traditional rulers are telling, we are warning you to warn them now before it's too late. Not to say, oh, IJB did this, IJB did that, IJB did this, this man, this our youth. You don't respect elders. Have you seen what elders are doing? Giving land to rapists and murderers and terrorists and killers? Let that woman's testimony serve as a warning to one of you. I'm not sure you will listen anyway. You won't listen because, you know, black people. I'm not sure you will listen. He won't touch you. That's where you are. We are coming up to 3 hours and we must preach this very gospel. We must preach it. And all they do is to lie. The media, people are lying. Do you remember? Post it, please. There was a story that broke out 2 days ago. Daily Trust, the Janjaweed newspaper. Obaseki meets Buhari, quits APC. Daily Trust. Obaseki himself wrote, tweeted and said, I have officially resigned my membership of APC after meeting with the chief of staff to Buhari. Never saw Buhari. A governor went to Osorok. Never saw him. And idiots will come tomorrow and said, Buhari said this, so Buhari said that. But you know Buhari is not there. They know. Everybody deceiving everybody. That is how black people are. That is the way we are. That is why we do make no progress in life. We are evil. A governor went to Asorok, supposedly to go see Buhari. On getting there, only saw the chief of staff, Gambari. But Daily Trust, a Fulani paper, have already written. Obaseki meets Buhari, quits APC. There is something wrong with black people. Honestly speaking, you see the positions they have everywhere. Forget this one. Forget. Who made any difference anyway? Nothing. They came in saying they are in power to remove Boko Haram, lying every day. But according to today's newspaper, Premium Times, a Fulani paper, reporter is Abdul Karim Haruna. Boko Haram, contrary to Buhari's claim, 5 Borno local governments are under Boko Haram, controlled by them. But you see, the idiots, they were lying. One back to that time, Boko Haram was everywhere. Now we've reduced the fact they are technically defeated. But in fact, this is an official report by a Fulani man. In 5 local government areas of Borno, Boko Haram is in charge. The zoo has fallen, completely fallen. And on that very note, I cannot see that there are so many things going on. But this is just what we can bring. Because it's almost 3 hours now, anyway. I have a few announcements to make. I want to sound this note of warning to all the children of light, all IPOB family members. It's an announcement, please. Not everybody that shouts Biafra, Biafra is one of us. We are custodians, IPOB. We are the custodians of this freedom that is founded on truth and honesty and above all consistency. To be one of us, you must, and I repeat, must be under oath. If you're not under oath, we cannot trust you. You can be a Biafran and be doing whatever you're doing, that's fine by us. But we will not have anything to do with you. Because we cannot trust you. A lot of people have fallen by the wayside when they have been seduced, or should I say induced. If you are not on that oath, you can never be trusted. Because one day, you will sell out. We have seen many people do that before. Anybody can be a Biafran or even an indigenous person of Biafra if you so wish. But only those Chukwuka Gadama has chosen can be called IPOB family members. Family members is the key. If you don't have that title to your name, you are nothing to us. And you can turn at any time. If you're not a family member, you are on your own. You're not one of us. Unless you're a family member, you are not. You can never. I don't care, you're not one of us. We have seen traitors before come and go. You are not one of us. To be one of us must be on that roof. Very, very important, please. And I must warn, I will not allow the building of any cabal anywhere, ever. Because Biafra cannot be like Nigeria. You see, it can be. If you perform well, you stay in office. If you don't perform, you will go. I don't care how many friends you have connived with, you will leave. You will go. Let me tell you the pattern how it goes. You mess up in IPOB, you remove yourself by your stupidity or your acts, you expelled or driven out, you open 5 Facebook accounts asking different names, and you start talking rubbish like the rest. That's all you can do. And after a while, if you don't talk about IPOB or NAM, the canon, nobody will listen to you. And that's it. And you're finished and you're gone. So it's better for you to do the right thing. It is better for you to do the right thing. I must also warn those in the USA about financial transparency. Very, very important. Nobody, and I repeat, nobody, because they pretend, especially those in Maryland, I'm warning you, nobody should receive cash payments from anybody. Because tomorrow they'll say they gave us $4.4 trillion. Because of accountability, please, if you have anything to contribute towards this, pay it into an account. So any day you start talking rubbish, I go and print out the account, and we can tell you how much you have given or not given to us. Nobody should go to anybody's office or workplace and collect anything from them. I am warning, if you do that, you'll be out. You cannot be part of us. Nobody should go. And I'm also sounding this note of warning, please. Every state in America is autonomous. By that I mean, you are going to form family units based on counties. I have noticed a very dangerous and ugly precedent in Maryland, again, Maryland. People will leave their counties and go and be attending meetings somewhere. No. Stay in your county and be a coordinator in your county. You have no relationship with people who are outside unless a meeting is called. Unless a meeting is called. And each county must have a unit. Where, once you're up to 4 or 5 units, you can now form a zone or call yourself a zone. But for now, your unit. There are nearly, I think, about 22 counties you have in Maryland. I don't want all this PG1, PG4, PG rubbish. No. Go back to your respective counties and start IPOB family meetings there. And from there, you can now grow. Every state will have only one account. Only one. And if Nenayanya is not looking into what you're doing, your account cannot be validated. Cannot. Because I want any time, because BBC and the Yoruba media, once in a while, they will come with their tricks and their games. So anytime they come, they say, we can go and pull out and say, this is how much we have. I don't want that rubbish. You know how our people are. They cannot scrutinize their daddy GOs who are stealing every Wednesdays and Sundays. It is those who are fighting for their freedom. Do not give money to anybody, one. Do not collect money from anybody, two. I don't want any PG1, PG2. Go back to your counties and form IPP family meetings. If I see you doing any cabal or converging together, you are gone. You are gone. Very, very important, please. Every state in America is autonomous. And all your accounts must be online, and the Nenayanya must have an eye into it. If she's not there looking in, you are wasting your time. You're not one of us. I will come on air and I'll tell the whole world that you're a criminal. And all our accounts in the USA will be audited. We have instructed our consultants, every account in the US will be audited. Because people in America are a bit strange, very funny. I want to make sure that every dime given to us is accounted for. That's how Biafra is going to be run. That's how we are going to run Biafra. Everything will be done in the open. Nothing hidden. The names will be published, the rest assured. No names, of course. Confidentiality, absolute. But the total and the period in question will always be published. As we are taking this very method into Biafra land. Every financial transaction regarding the government will be done in the open. Because our people are terrible. Very, very terrible. Please. Very, very terrible. Also, in the back home in Biafra land, I can notice that zoo mentality is creeping in. I gave an order that nobody should collect any dues or levy anything. I don't care what the emergency is. It is an order. If you know that you levied anybody, I am going to broadcast on Sunday. I don't care what the reason is. I don't give a damn. I don't want to know what reasons you may have. I don't care. An order is an order. And here is obey the last order. The order is nobody is allowed to levy anything in Biafra land. I said no, nobody. Once you're the coordinator and you do that, you're off. If you know you did, I don't want to mention your name now, you must resign before Sunday. Or I'll come on air and I'll mention your name. Very, very important. You must leave. And others, I don't care what the problem is. Nobody is allowed to levy anything in Biafra land. I said, no. You must learn to be disciplined. You must learn to be disciplined. And on that note, we have come to the end of our program this very evening. We've gone slightly past 3 hours. But I must say, as always, and without hesitation, and given all the facts we have presented this evening, that when we say that Biafra is a religion, we stand on biblical edict. It's written in the Bible, not by man. And I reaffirm and reassert this very evening from here that Biafra is our religion. If you want to know the religion I belong to Biafra. It is older than every religion. So I am a Biafran, and Biafra is my religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Chukwukika Biama Purumihini Elohim Adonai El Shaddai is our God. And I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. I thank you very much for listening this evening. And from me, from here, it's good evening.